about. So easy.
You gotta put it in
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Congratulations.
Congratulations. I lost.
You lost?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, what happened out there?
Are you serious?
No.
Did you watch the match?
No, I didn't. I was told that you won. I'm sorry.
Okay, so en français, s'il vous plaît.
Dang, horse, like, I trusted you.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over. Roll another one. Just like the other one.
I would be racist telling you you're wrong.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm speaking, of course, of the hummer.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Roll another one.
Why doesn't my life always work out perfectly?
Just like the other one.
Whoa, that's such a hard question.
This one seems to be about to end.
If you're white, you don't belong here tonight.
I don't have another cent.
Let me tell you something. This ass is closed for business. This ass isn't clenched in.
Show is this?
Just pass it around.
Ow! Yep, sore nipples.
It's all fun and games till they shoot you in the face.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
What's up, dog? We're back.
Our feature presentation.
So, $2 billion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
$2 billion with a B.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Hey, but Bombers, he's got it, man.
I'm not saying he won't miss it, but I'm saying when you're 20-something billion, you know, in the red, you can spend two on something.
I guess.
It's not that big a deal to him.
I was listening on the way in. The Clippers looks like they're going to have a new owner. Does it have to be okayed by the NBA first?
Yes. Yeah. But there's no reason to suspect it won't. Bombers, you know, super clean.
$2 billion.
And he doesn't hate blacks.
Well, that is important in this particular case. But, wow, that's going to take a long time to get that back. But yes. I was listening on the way in, and you, like you say, Bean, he's got it. Somebody was saying, does this make sense financially? And the other guy goes, I don't know that it matters to Steve Ballmer. Like, it's just a play thing. It's a toy.
It's a toy. Exactly. Look, we've often said if we – there's no such thing as a lottery that big, I guess. But if we had that kind of money just to own a professional sports team, you'd want to own a professional sports team just because it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't make money off of it, you'd want to own a team.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, it's insane. I mean, that's about what the Dodgers sold for a couple of years ago, too. I mean, that's what franchises are going for in markets like Los Angeles, I guess. Pretty remarkable story.
Good luck with the ticket prices in seasons to come.
That's
well,
a good
Dave,
point.
Dave won't be going to any more games. They're definitely going to squeeze out the Mexicans. There's no question about that. Sorry, Dave. But hopefully they'll still be on TV unless they cut a deal with Time Warner.
Good morning, everybody. It's brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It's the 30th of May.
Got a great show planned for you today. Kevin, I found your partner in crime.
All right.
I found your
Wait, is that good?
Your broadcasting brother.
Oh, right.
You know how Kevin is not bound by traditional rules of pronunciation when it comes to words?
Yes. Yes, I do.
He doesn't get all uptight about saying the letters in the right order, especially when it comes to, you know, names like Leonardo DiCaprio and Farrah Abramson and names like that. He just is, you know, whatever he feels, he goes with. And that's on us to, you know, to accept or decipher or move on. But Kevin's very comfortable with that. And he is often asked, how am I still on the radio? How was I hired to be a professional broadcaster on a real radio station in a big city?
Yeah.
I'm going to say to you, you're fine.
All right.
Al Sharpton is the guy we ought to be asking this question about.
Really?
He has a TV show on MSNBC, and you've never seen a guy who has more trouble reading a teleprompter and pronouncing people's names than Al Sharpton. There are a couple of supercuts up of Al and his failures, and I'm going to play one of them for you, and we'll go through and we'll try to figure out some of the things that he's saying. And sometimes it's just, you know, there are words on the screen, and he just reads different words. Like in this one, he's talking about recalling something, and he says resisting it.
But resist we much.
Instead of we must. Right, exactly. So sometimes he's reading that. Sometimes he does see the word on the screen. He just doesn't know how to pronounce it, like when he tries to pronounce the word giddy.
We must. They're all giddy about a shutdown.
What?
They're jitty, you guys, about the shutdown.
The tortoise in...
That's a tortoise, Reverend.
Tortoise, sir.
It's not really a tortoise.
In the race. And co-author of Hubris.
Hubris is hubris.
Hubris, the name of the book
he's going for there.
You two lead singer Bono.
Well, I think we all know.
It is Bono.
We all know it's more likely to be Bono.
Fran Drescher.
You know, good old Fran Drescher, you know. Famous actress Fran Drescher, he talks about.
Sigourney Weaver.
How about Sigourney?
Sigourney Weaver?
Am I lying or is he challenging Kevin for the crown?
This is the best.
Dad?
How did we not know this?
Is now, he my dad?
He really has trouble consistently saying the very difficult name Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, one of the most famous people in America. For some reason, Reverend Al isn't quite sure how that name goes.
Suspect Jahar Sanayev, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh.
Good old Rush Limbaugh.
Bug or Bob?
I think it's Bog.
Who knows?
It could be Bog, yeah.
Who knows what the hell he's doing?
The show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
All right, that's close. Sotomayor is close, right?
I don't know. What is it?
Sotomayor.
Oh, so, okay.
I think he's got trouble with another Supreme Court justice here in a minute.
Is Mike McQuarrie.
Okay, now that's McQuarrie. Remember that assistant coach?
Wow.
Oh, right.
What was the school where they had the big sex scandal?
That was Penn State. Yeah.
Penn State, yeah. And he was the assistant McQuarrie, so he's McQuarrie.
Yesterday, Antonin Scalia.
Antonin Scalia, right?
Kim Kardashian.
Come on.
I'm fine with that. That's the only one I'm happy with.
But seriously, do you live in the world or do you not live in the world?
I mean, he is a political show and he can't say the name of the Supreme Court justices.
Yes. Yes. Or Rush Limbaugh's name.
I love it.
How do you not know Kim Kardashian's name?
Sigourney Weaver.
Kim Kardashian and the Republican candidates. Both Cairo and Benghazi.
That's Cairo, by the way, actually, Rev. The,
is it
the
Cairo?
Town is called, yeah, not Cairo so much. Do you want more? I got more.
Yes, sure. I want more.
Want it all day.
Lisa, Latvia, I believe, is the country he's talking about.
We rank behind Latvia, La Vita.
Loca. La Vita Loca. That's what it is going for.
You guys are familiar with Beijing, right?
Sure.
City in China.
First stop, Kazakhstan to college students in Beijing.
He's the best.
Beijing, yeah. Anyone ever been to Chipotle? Very popular restaurant, Chipotle.
All the time.
He's getting lunch at Chipotle.
Almost sound like Chevrolet.
He's going to Chipotle.
Wow.
Although you may not think that's appropriate.
In Iowa, Bane is appropriate.
Oh, it's appropriate.
Okay. Gotcha. So yeah. Pope-like.
Got a couple more. This is another one where he's just reading the wrong words on the screen. I think it's supposed to be a gift that he's talking about.
The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires.
Nope, it's a gift. It's not a giveaway. A couple more from Reverend Al.
Why was traffic problems email sent?
That is a perfect Kevin example, by the way.
Play that again.
Is that great?
Why was traffic problems email sent?
That's a guy who knows what he's trying to say, has all the words in his mind, but just isn't quite able to put them in the right
way. My hero.
The Environmental Protection Agency.
It might be protection. It might be the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency.
And what sequestration has done.
Good old sequestration. And finally, he stares at the camera, has nothing to say until he starts coughing. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, my God!
I love him. I love him.
I don't know. His producers must just.
You think there's somebody in his ear trying to give him the right pronunciation every time? And then he said that sentence, and the guy goes, I don't know what you were going for there.
I have to assume that they give him a pass because he's a popular figure, civil rights leader. He's been around
a long
time.
He's in his 70s, right?
Yeah, he's an older man. He does get, I guess.
Come on,
I mean,
Sonia Mayor.
Why would they have. Why don't put him on TV, right?
Yeah, I don't know. And the other thing is they could run over a few of these names with him before the show.
You'd think so. Yeah. Well, although we try it with you.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Oh, you are so on that things have now become very much like Donkey Kong.
All right. We have a movie beat today because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. We have writer, actor, director, part-time Kevin and Bean employee Kevin Smith in the studio with us. We have, I don't know, Charlize Theron. From A Million Ways to Die in the West.
We have an Academy Award winner on the show. Today is one of those days.
She's awesome.
She's the best.
And we have your last chance, Weenie Roast Tickets in the Pit and Backstage Passes at 9 a.m. as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat Net. 106.7 K-Rock.
Hey!
I don't think that song really, doesn't lend itself to Hey. It feels
I think that's more of a We're the Station Everyone Can Agree on at Work song.
Yeah. Sure.
Than it is a Hey song.
It's the world famous K-Rock. It's 5:54.
Ralph's here. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat on a Friday morning.
Come on. Let's wake up, people. What the hell's going on here?
Ralph is here. It's time for a Showbiz Beat.
We're the station Friday everybody morning. Can agree on.
Hey.
The
all of a sudden, we're doing NPR. Hey, Showbiz Beat is coming up next.
It's Friday, people.
Yay.
Get your party on. And you now, know.
And now the Showbiz.
Oh, I'm going to fix that.
Wow. Hot for the morning. Hey, what's going on?
Rob Kardashian may have left Paris before his sister Kim's wedding, not because he was a big old fat person, embarrassed to be in the family photos, but there may have been infighting amongst the family. Woohoo! This makes me happy. Hope it's the case. According to RadarOnline.com, he got into a major battle with Kim, who accused him of leaking negative stories about her to the press. He doesn't need to do that. There are plenty of negative stories about your sister in the press anyway.
Yeah, no kidding.
He didn't appreciate the accusation by his sister, and then he also said, attending your third wedding is just ridiculous. So apparently he turned around and went home. I like Rob more and more every day.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he becomes the anti-Kardashian. He's the best.
He's certainly not welcome in the family as he is not an earner.
That's true. Like, well, he's got ones. That sock line.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Kevin. You know how much money he pulls down with his sock line?
I don't. But
the other day I was saying, where can I go to get some designer socks? Because when I go out, I really like to draw attention to my ankles.
Right.
So I went with the Rob Kardashian line.
I think you said a few days ago that it'd be great if he ends up being an anti-Scientologist type who now is doing nothing but exposing the inner workings of what's going on in the spaceship.
He could be a whistleblower.
Like, yeah.
Rob Kardashian whistleblower. Come on our show, Rob. Spill the beans. We'd be happy to have you.
That's right.
You could do traffic. Isn't that our go-to?
Isn't
that our go-to position usually?
Not for fat dudes, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Sandra Bullock may have a new boyfriend. This is an interesting couple. If it's the case, they're lovely and talented and likable. Where it is, she is seeing Captain America himself, Chris Evans.
All right.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that seems good.
And good for her, too, at the well-preserved 49. She would be scoring with the handsome, buff, studly Evans, who's 32 years old.
All right.
But Sandra Bullock isn't your standard 49.
No, she's not. Totally good deal.
Yeah, she's the whole package. Reality television has just run amok. We were just out of control. Remember Juan Pablo?
Oh, sure.
It's okay?
Oh, sure.
Juan Pablo?
He was the Bachelor.
He was the Bachelor last season. And he ended up with Nikki at the end. Nikki. It's okay, Nikki.
Did they get married?
Well, no. They're still dating. But apparently they're having some trouble. They're having some problems.
Really?
Really? They didn't find true love on a TV show?
So, but they're trying to work it out. And how else do you work it out if you're the Bachelor?
Go on TV?
Go on VH1's Couples Therapy. All right. New rules. You get one reality show now.
You can't be booked on a second reality show.
You can't start the crossover.
If all you have is another.
That would ruin people's careers if that were the case.
Career? What career
People
is
made
it?
Entire lives now of going on one
This
hour
is
another.
My point, Lisa.
I know,
we need
I know.
To nip that in the bud.
I love that.
Look
idea.
What happened to Omarosa, by the way. We're still not rid of her.
Yes. And along those lines, Kate Gosselin is coming back to television.
All right.
TLC has announced her new two-part special, Kate Plus 8, The Sextuplets Turn 10. F you. TLC F you. Should be the new name of their network. It'll follow the season premiere of Honey Boo Boo. And here's some promising television news. If you're a Community fan, Community creator Dan Harmon is reportedly in talks with Netflix to bring back Community for a sixth season that will be exclusively on Netflix.
Interesting.
Everyone involved with the show apparently wants it to happen, so they're seeing if they can work out some sort of deal and bring everybody back.
I heard Hulu was circling also, so Hulu. There may be options. I'd be excited.
And I'm surprised this hasn't happened before. It's been a long time coming down the pike. You know how they take popular movies, a la Rocky, for example, and are now turning them into big-budget Broadway musicals and shows.
Always, yes.
And they've done this for a long time with the Disney films, especially. Lion King, of course, was a big hit. And then also Cirque du Soleil has taken their act and adapted it for popular entertainers like the Beatles with The Love Show or Michael Jackson. Well, now those two worlds are starting to cross-pollinate. It's just been announced that Cirque du Soleil has acquired the rights to Avatar.
Avatar.
What?
James Cameron's Avatar. Those characters will be featured in a Cirque du Soleil show. They will put together an arena show based on the movie with all the blue people trying to save their trees hanging from ropes and spinning.
Musical?
There will be music involved, but it's mostly the standard Cirque du Soleil, which is a combination of dance and music and acrobatics and what have you. So it'll be Cirque du Soleil Avatar.
Huh. I never saw the Avatar movie.
What? The what?
Does it... In your mind, you. Lend itself to a stage production?
Oh, yes, very much
I
so.
I would
because
say so,
they,
too.
Really?
They
Soleil, yeah.
fly through the air in the movie, and they ride these dragon birds, and there's tree swinging, and,
all right.
and your tail has sex with another person's tail.
I missed that part, but yeah, everything
I
else.
Too.
Everything else
I
remember
their tails mingled. Like, ooh, I'm in love. And tail starts to do the cat people's
and
tails.
Study
sort of remember.
Spin around.
Yeah.
Come on now, people.
It's been a while.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Ted McGinley, our boy. Show killer, Ted McGinley. 56 years old today. Guitarist Tom Morello is 50 years old. He can play some guitar.
He sure can.
Broadway actress Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Is 43 years old today. I'm sorry. Idina Menzel.
Well, I mean, that was close.
She, of course, sang Let It Go.
Adele Dazeem.
Frozen and is a wildly successful Broadway actress from Wicked and other shows. He was on Glee for a while, playing Leah Michelle's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Manny Ramirez, baseball coach.
He's a coach?
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, he's playing for who? Like the Cincinnati Reds minor league team or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is 42 years old today. CeeLo Green is 40.
F him.
See, because he did that song.
File. And that was the Showbiz Beat.
Every Friday morning, our friend Ralph Garman comes in here and does the movie reviews of films that he hasn't seen. This week, not only has he seen one of the movies, he's in one of the movies. And it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
There are four new movies in Southland Cineplexes this week, and three of them are mildly entertaining. One of them will not only change your life for the better, but make you more attractive to the opposite sex.
Yeah!
And reportedly clears up your skin and reduces split ends by 83%.
That seems like it's a bigger claim than most movies are willing to make.
Well, some movies are better and have better things for you.
Okay.
It's full of nutrients.
Okay. All right.
Let's start off with Night Moves. This is a movie about three radical environmentalists who look to execute the protests of their lives, which is the explosion of a hydroelectric dam. I'm sorry, I can't get behind that. I'm a big fan of hydroelectric dams. Leave them alone, I say. This stars Jesse Eisenberg, Dakota Fanning, Peter Sarsgaard, and wow. Aaliyah Shawkat.
Great cast,
great
though.
Cast, yeah.
I'm with you.
Here's some clips from the trailer of Night Moves.
I thought you said no one would be here.
When we split up, we shouldn't talk.
Yeah, no contact.
No contact.
People are talking.
Who's talking? You don't think she would do anything stupid? What are you gonna do?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you going to do anything? One person. That's all it takes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
There's that.
Doesn't have Charlize Theron in it, I know
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. I heard that movie gives you ingrown toenails.
Really?
Yeah, so you might want to be careful.
Scabies, too. I'm hearing scabies,
Ralph. I want to stay clear of that one. Filth opens up in limited release this weekend. James McAvoy, Jamie Bell. This is a story of a bipolar, bigoted, junkie cop who's trying to win back his wife and daughter and secure a promotion. Well, he's got a lot going for him.
Sure.
How many guys, you know, are bipolar and bigoted?
Just Donald Sterling.
That's right. But he's not a junkie. Yeah. This cop's got him there.
That we know of.
That's right. James McAvoy, Jamie Bell, Imogen Poots. The woman with the least attractive name, who is the most attractive, by the way. She's just been voted. Here are some scenes from the trailer of Filth.
What made you join the force, Bruce?
Police oppression, brother.
And you wanted to stamp it out from the inside?
No, I wanted to be a part of it. I used to be a good person.
I think there's something seriously wrong with me.
No more cocaine and chipped suppers for Bruce, eh?
Bruce!
Yeah, that seems to be good if you like those dark British gangster movies. If it wasn't for the anal fissures it gives you, I would say that would be a good movie.
Oh, that's
to go
the
see.
Side effect?
Yeah, sadly, they're finding audiences grabbing their rectums and running from theaters after they see
that's films. Not what you want.
Yeah, no one wants that.
And is Liam Neeson in that
no,
one?
No, not so
oh,
much.
Okay.
Maleficent opens up this weekend as well. Angelina Jolie, Elle Fanning, Charlton Copley, Imelda Staunton. This is the story that we're all familiar with of Sleeping Beauty, the Princess Aurora. However, this is the other side of the story. What about Maleficent, the scary queen who turns into a giant dragon? What about her? Where's the love for her? Well, here it is. Maleficent, story of a vindictive fairy driven to curse a little infant princess, only to realize that the child may be the only one who can restore peace in the land. Here are some clips from the trailer of Maleficent.
She will fall into a sleep like death!
I know you're there. Don't be afraid.
I am not afraid.
Then come out.
Then you'll be afraid.
All the other fairies fly. Why don't you?
I had wings once. They were strong, but they were stolen from me. There is evil in this world.
Bring me her head.
Is it true? Are you Maleficent?
Ah! Ah! Sure, you know, that's a choice you could make. You don't mind the sterility.
It causes sterility?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will be barren and childless after you see this film.
That's a high price to pay for a film.
No, that's what I'm thinking. So what are your other options this weekend? Geez, let's see if there's any other movies coming out this week. Oh, wait a minute. There's a charming comedy full of vim and vigor and laughter galore, full of attractive people who are not only talented but also good-hearted and give to charity.
And Ralph?
It's called A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Yeah, story of a cowardly farmer who begins to fall for a mysterious new woman in town. And he's got to put his newfound courage to the test when her husband shows up, who's a notorious gunslinger. Liam Neeson is that gunslinger. Charlize Theron is the lovely, mysterious new woman in town. Seth MacFarlane, in his live-action acting debut, is the cowardly farmer who really has figured out that the West is not a good place and time to live in, the Old West. Because there are literally a million ways to die in the West. Here's Seth explaining the many ways that the Old West wants to kill you.
Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Outlaws, angry drunk people, scorned hookers, hungry animals, diseases, major and minor injuries, Indians, the weather. You can get killed just going to the bathroom. See those guys over there? The guys who work in the silver mines? See what they're eating? Ribs doused in hot sauce. They eat hot, spicy foods every meal of the day. You know why? Because their palates are so completely dulled from inhaling poison gas 12 hours a day down in the mines. That's all they can taste. You know what that kind of diet does to your guts? They literally die from their own farts.
Yeah, the guy farted and it died.
Literally.
Literally. This is not only the greatest movie ever made, but you get richer if you watch it.
What?
It's like The Secret. Apparently people are just finding random checks in their mailboxes after they go to see A Million Ways to Die in the West. I can't recommend this movie highly enough. Not
I hear however
it's entertaining.
However much money you have in your wallet or purse, it doubles while you're sitting in the theater, Ralph, is what I heard.
I only can tell you this movie is the funniest movie ever.
Okay.
But beyond that... It wards off tooth decay.
It does that too.
Yeah.
So you get more money.
If you got a leaky gut, it fixes you.
Wow.
Oh,
you
then I gotta go.
You can eat all the gluten you want after you see this movie.
That's
and
great
your
news.
Gut will never leak again.
So I'm not sure which one you're picking.
I'm saying for your own best interest, for your own health and the health of your family, it's important to go see A Million Ways to Die in the West. Chip saw it last night.
Yeah.
And she said she laughed her ass off.
Fantastic.
And Chip didn't have much ass to begin with.
No.
That's true. She's really in trouble because it's gone.
She has to sit in the front row, otherwise she can't see anything, right?
That's right. She usually sits on somebody's shoulder.
It still doesn't block anyone's view.
Like the good angel and bad angel, you know? She just sits on the other side and whispers in their ear.
And are you in any of these movies?
What? I completely forgot. Thank you for the reminder. I forgot that I am also in A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Bobby.
No, I'm not Bobby. I'm Dan in the film.
Dan
is my character's name. I'm one of the citizens in Old Stump, Arizona, where the movie takes place.
Weird that you would forget you're in it.
I know. I completely forgot.
Huh.
And yet, all these other good things are going on in this film. So I guess I'm just lucky
sure.
to be in the greatest movie ever made. How many people can say that? My pick for the weekend. Look, I don't ask you to do much. I'm here every day doing hilarious comedy about Kim Kardashian and Justin Bieber. What do I ask from you, the fine K-Rock listener? Not a damn thing. So what I'm asking you to do is go out this weekend, spend a couple bucks, and go see A Million Ways to Die in the West. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Movie All beat. That you know
movie
is beat. At an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman.
Movie. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 641.
Charlize Theron on the program today from A Million Ways to Die in the West, and our friend Kevin Smith stops by. Plus, we've got more chances for you to win, actually, the final pair of tickets that we have to give away for the K-Rock Universe 2014 in the pit and backstage
hard.
Passes.
Let's
That's
make
coming
this
up.
Hard.
Hey, are you guys surprised that Kanye and Kim are still married? It's been 6 days now.
Well, they're still on their honeymoon, aren't they?
I'm just saying. It's been 6 days.
We need a pool. And everybody has to guess. Now, Kim's divorce record is here. She was married to a guy named Damon Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Sure, of the legendary English muffin maker family.
Right. That marriage lasted 4 years, a little over 4 years.
What do we know about Damon Thomas? That name doesn't even sound familiar to me.
Don't know. This is before she became, porn star Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Chris Humphries, as everybody knows, lasted 72 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now it's Kanye West. And they were married on May 24th. So how long will this last is the question. 5 credits per person. Is that acceptable to everybody?
Mm.
I thought this was interesting.
You accept Bitcoin?
Nope.
No?
No Bitcoin.
They went to USA Today's sports odds maker, Danny Sheridan, who, if anyone is well known for this sort of work, it's Danny Sheridan. I mean, he's considered the best sports analyst and handicapper in the world today.
Okay.
If you are curious, and this you can certainly use this to influence your guess or not, he makes the over-under at 1 year and 1 day. While we all wish the happy couple the best, I'm taking the under, he says. He gives the Kimye marriage until May 24th, 2015, and is willing to bet the farm they will be separated before then.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Are we talking the date of separation or the date of divorce?
Ooh.
Because that's important.
That is important.
I would say separation because
it could
take them
too.
A long time
but
to actually get divorced.
I would say announcement.
Divorced.
Announcement's a good idea.
Divorce
because
or separation?
Of them going their separate ways, of the conscious uncoupling.
Okay.
Of them saying, yes, we're going to stay the best of friends, but we are going separate ways.
I think the announcement is important because they can both fly around the world and they can be separated for most of their marriage and never have to deal with each other. Mm-hmm. You don't know when that happens. Yeah. So the announcement.
Now, while we're all thinking about how long it's likely to last, they've been really caught up in the fairy tale aspect of this. Every step of their relationship has been so blown out of proportion. I mean, everything has just been a grand exercise. Everything has been fireworks and orchestras and renting baseball stadiums and walls of flowers. And at some point, that has to fade away and they just have to be people sitting around with a screaming baby, right?
Right.
I mean, the magic has got to wear off, no matter how excited they were to find each other. At some point, they're just people, is what I'm thinking, right?
They're less than people. Let's be frank.
So the dude in Vegas says 1 year, one day.
Yeah. Danny Sheridan says 1 year, one day. Exactly. What do you guys – I'd be curious to know what you guys think will be – if we find out, what will be the reason that they separate as well, by the way?
Their schedules. They're just
Will someone cheat on someone?
Well, that's not what they're going to say.
Well, of course they will, but that may not be the reason for the breakup.
You think whatever it is, we'll never get the real story. It'll just be we love each other, but we just couldn't work it out.
No, I think Lisa's right. I think it's going to be pressure of career pressures will drive them apart. Either Kanye will get tired of the reality TV aspect of the life, or Kim will think she's going on to a bigger career doing something else, so she's ridden his coattails as far as she can. It'll be something career-oriented, I'm sure. Fame-oriented.
I forget sometimes that Kim has what she considers a career.
Yes.
Right.
By the way, I'm the guy who turns the radio off when Kim and Kanye are discussed. I have no interest in these people.
Right.
But I saw yesterday that their wedding photo is the most popular photo in the history of Instagram already.
Oh, my God.
In terms of number of people who
like
that photo.
They're the most remarkable people in the world.
They are.
I guess they are.
In all of our time.
All right, who wants to go first and pick a date? We'll write it down and we'll hang on to the paper.
I'll go first and I'll tell you why I'm saying it. Okay. I'm going to say 3 years.
Okay.
And I'm going to say because, Kanye can go around the world and she can go around the world, they're not really going to be in each other's faces too much. So they can avoid trouble or hassles or whatever more than most couples.
But Kevin, that also opens them up to brand new partners and relationships.
Yes, it does. But I also think she's a fame whore and no matter what happens would not break it up. So I think it's going to come down to
him. Until he publicly embarrasses her by having photos of him making out with some girl in the back of a club.
I don't think that'll do it. She loves fame. So
she's
got
fame.
I'm saying 3 years. That's my guess.
I'm going to go a year and a half, which is what I've been thinking
Lisa,
all along.
1.5?
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think he's going to do something that can't be ignored.
Yeah. It's some sort of Lamar Odom moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Where she's forced publicly in shame to having to say she can't. She can't
and
anymore.
She can no longer play in the NBA.
I got a different angle. I think I'm going to go about 5 years.
Five years?
Yeah. And I think it's because Kanye's so busy right now and he's working with so much, he's working with so many people that in 5 years he's going to cool down a little bit and he's going to have to spend time with her and
but
the
baby.
But
not for 5 years.
And yeah. And then he's going to get tired of her and not want to have all the reality stuff and whatever's going on with her at that time or the mom.
All right,
or she'll just be so old in 5 years.
Exactly. I was thinking that too. I mean, part of the fascination with Kanye is that he considers her the most beautiful woman in the world. And not to be cruel, but 5 years don't really help most women's looks. So he may not be as enamored of her.
Help most men's either.
What a charmer.
Yes. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, the he way may the not Levine,
be,
I'll tell you.
I'm not saying he may not be as enamored of the way she looks in 5 years as she is now, as he is now.
Everyone that's female, thank you for listening to the show.
They're gone, Kevin. Don't bother trying to talk to them.
Bean.
I am going to say, I was going to go five also, Dave. Five is right about where my head was. Obviously.
Can't.
So why don't I, not that it'll matter because none of us will be on the radio to be able to revisit this topic.
Right.
I'll say six.
6 years. Ralph?
You're all missing a very important factor.
Which is?
Which is once that entitled little brat becomes a toddler, their lives are going to be unmanageable. When North becomes an entitled little screaming rich spoiled brat,
okay,
everyone's going to get an assful, and the fairy tale will come to a crashing halt.
Interesting.
Don't they just
falls
get
down around?
Yeah, isn't there a nanny?
Nannies?
Yeah, and they're like, here you go, pass it off.
I don't know what your familiarity is with screaming toddlers, but there's not enough nannies in the world that can build a wall in between you and the hell that can be a tantrum.
And they'll have another one. They'll have a baby named South by then, right?
Yeah. So I'm saying, seeing the kids, I'll say 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Now, it doesn't matter if you're under or over. It's just whoever's closest, right?
Yeah, I think. Okay. I think.
King of Mexico?
I already went.
He already went.
Beer mug?
We're all.
I'm going to go 100 years.
I'm going to go with the flow.
We're sort of out of
time. They're not even married.
We don't even
know each other.
We're sort of out of time, so we don't have time to listen to your thought process.
I think they're going to try to milk the West Kardashian brand as much as they can. They're going to wait till North is about 10 years old, start another reality show.
Need a guess.
10 years.
I just said we don't have time for your thinking.
I believe.
Here's what I think.
Speaking of my brand orientation.
And we all agree that if Beer Mug wins, no one pays, right?
Right.
Oh, of course. This conversation never happened if Beer Mug wins.
Good. Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 6:56.
Kevin Smith joins us in studio right after the top of the hour news. First, though, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
You know how I love my lists?
Yep.
I love to bring you lists on the Showbiz Beat. This is a fun one.
You and Bean love lists.
Yeah. This is a list from a company called eScore.
eScore.
eScore is a leading consumer research service that provides information to media and entertainment companies about...
Ecstasy?
Public...
Sorry.
About public figures.
Okay.
Liked, disliked, popular, unpopular. So if you're looking to gauge the value of a celebrity's reputation or persona, these are the people you go to. eScore. And they have released their list of the 10 most hated people in America.
I like it.
Now, these are the standards. These are the attributes.
Okay.
That they judge by. Creepy, mean, cold, and insincere.
All right.
If Bean isn't number one on this list, I'm going to throw it right out the window. I'll tell you that
kidding.
Much. Here are your top 10 most hated men in America. Number 10, John Gosselin.
Oh, from John and Kate
Plus Eight. Is he still a thing? People still care?
No.
No. I don't
know.
You got 71% in terms of the
negative to positive?
71% of the categories in terms of what they measure by the criteria. Okay. He met 71%.
Okay.
Elliot Spitzer, former governor of New York State, who got with that hooker. Why do they hate him for? Because he likes hookers?
I guess so.
There ain't a lot of people in America if you like.
He was attorney general, wasn't he?
Yep.
That's what I meant. Yeah, attorney general. Michael Lohan.
Sure, sure.
That's reasonable.
I can't imagine anyone could find a single positive thing to say about Michael Lohan.
I agree. Aaron Hernandez.
Well, you kill a couple of people and all of a sudden people
killers
look at you
don't
dimly.
Do well on this list now. I'm telling you right now. They do not do well on
they
this
list. They
don't
fare well?
No. Phil Spector, for example.
Okay.
At number 6. He's the 6th most hated man in America. Number 5, Justin Bieber.
I was going to guess for number 1.
Justin Bieber's more hated than several murderers on this list.
He is by beat.
Conrad Murray, 4th on the list.
Sure.
You kill a beloved entertainer, people are going to remember that.
Yeah.
O.J. Simpson, 3rd on the list.
Still, huh?
People just won't let that go. Boy, you murder a few people.
Well, because he keeps whining about it.
Bieber is just behind O.J. Simpson.
Yes.
Lisa, he is the juice, though.
Well, that's the juice. Whatever that is. Yeah. Just trying to be a good guy.
Right. Slice. So O.J. Simpson is the 3rd most hated man in America. Bernie Madoff.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm surprised because, yes, he's a scumbag and a thief, but he really only hurt the people that he stole from.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a lot of people, wasn't it?
Yeah. But were they all taking this poll? Were they all polled by this company? I mean, in terms of like high profile hated people, OJ and Bieber and these other names come to me much more quickly than Bernie Madoff does. You want to guess who the number one hated man in America is?
Kanye West.
Nope.
What?
Nope. Did not make the top 10. Which is surprising to me.
Huh. That was my slam dunk right there.
Well, you got nothing but rim.
Yeah. It's a prick.
Most hated man in America, according to eScore.
Is he, can you give us a
hint?
With
a 92% disapproval rating. Highest of anyone.
Oh, I got it.
Leonardo Kevin. DiCaprio.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Kevin.
How dare you?
It wasn't Kevin either.
What field is he in, Ralph?
Music, acting,
business.
If I do that, it's going to give it away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We give up then.
You're going to slap your heads when I tell you.
We have to literally slap our heads?
You're going to. Right. I won't be able to stop you.
Okay.
Donald Sterling. Donald Sterling.
Oh, Donald Sterling.
Most hated man in America.
Obviously.
Right. See, Kevin's slapping his head right as we speak. Told you.
Of course.
Yeah.
You didn't have to give it away, by the way. You could have just said racist sports owner.
That's true. I could have given you that clue.
Right.
See how long it lasted. So finally, the Clippers are number one.
Yeah.
Hey. Clipper Nation, number one.
I don't know why the girl had me say those things. I don't know why she had me say those things. I mean, come on. Just because I don't like black people.
He's like Droopy Dog.
He really does. He's terrible.
I don't know why he took those recordings of me and made them public.
I don't think it's worthy of even discussing. Such a stupid remark.
No, I don't think they're going to throw me out of the NBA.
Wrong.
Hey, why is my wife selling the team out from under me? What's going on?
Tight.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. CeeLo Green. 40 years old today.
He's got AIDS.
No, he does
what
not.
What is wrong with you?
He is healthy. He's happy.
Don't yell at me, man. That's all Sterling.
Imagine how hard it is for CeeLo Green to open up his birthday presents.
Imagine.
Little T-Rex arms just trying to pull the ribbon off. Idina Menzel, legendary Broadway actress. Of course, sang Frozen.
Sure.
Which I guess it does.
Song which is on an endless loop in my home. He's 43 years old today. Tom Morello, legendary guitarist for Rage Against the Machine. He is 50 years old. And actor Ted McGinley, the man who ended every series you've ever loved. It's not really Ted's fault. They should tend to bring him in to kind of prop things up towards the end of the run. But he does seem like a bit of a show killer.
Didn't he make an appearance in a recurring role a couple of seasons ago on Mad Men?
He did.
And Mad Men's been doing fine.
Yeah.
So maybe he's finally broken the curse.
I think it's only when they make you a regular. If he's a guest, you're okay.
Ah,
if you're
okay,
a regular,
gotcha.
Death. He's 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Got your tickets in the pit and backstage passes for the sold-out KROQ Winnie Rose 2014, which is tomorrow at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Go to KROQ.com, by the way, for all the details on how you can watch the whole thing online if you're not able to be there in person. But if you want to be there in person, we got tickets for you right around 9 o'clock this morning. Hey, Kevin Smith.
Hey, good morning.
What is going on, my friend?
Hey, Kevin Smith. I was ceremony, folks. No ceremony. Hello, everybody, including I'm Lisa May with KROQ Traffic. I was listening to the show on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
I know nobody wants to bring it up, although it was ironic when Beam was like, when somebody talks about Kimmy, I turn off the radio when he was talking about him. Here's my thought.
Okay.
You guys are all looking for the out for when the wedding's going to end, when it's going to
be. The marriage,
I think it's a business. I think it'll go on as long as it needs
you
be.
You do, okay.
Because I think there'll be a lot of understanding in that marriage. But my question is, when does it reach the point? Like, many years in at this point, right? Like, let me see, my kid's 14, so we're like 15 years married. She's about to be 15. The math is like 3 months apart, and the kid's good at math.
But neither you nor your wife are insufferable, Kevin.
Well, I mean, talk to us, you know, separately. But regardless, so I want to know when they get to the stage of the marriage where, like, all the electricity is like, we got to do it now, is gone. And it gets to, like, can we do it? And she's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's like, can I do it to myself? And you watch. Because that's where I am, man.
That's
And I'm happy when she's like, okay,
so,
I'll watch a little. Like, just a little bit before she goes to sleep.
Right. Okay.
Overshare.
Wow.
Really?
Would you like
there yet?
Would you like in on the pool?
What?
You could be in on the pool.
Would you like in on the marriage
Make
pool?
A guess.
That was like a Seussian sex thing. Where you're like, would you like it in a pool? Would you like it on a stool? I was like, I'd like it anywhere.
Kevin wants to watch you in the pool, apparently.
Oh, that's what he's saying.
I'd rather not, but... You want to be in on it, is what I'm asking.
You want
to make a guess?
No, I can't. I think, who said 5 years?
I think that was Dave.
Dave,
King of Mexico.
Yeah. I'm there.
Right,
I'm
right
with
there.
I think there's enough distance. They got so many things to do that they probably don't have to be in the same room with each other very often at all.
Mm-hmm. By the way, she's hateable, and I'm tired of her. She sure is pretty, though. That's a good point.
I think he's thinking out loud.
Yeah, he is.
Really is pretty. I'm just saying.
She's a pretty girl, but there's lots of pretty girls in the world.
Yeah, true.
And some of them are nice, so you don't have to deal with the bitch ones.
That's true.
And some pretty girls don't go out with false eyelashes and full-on makeup every single day.
Said the prettiest girl in the room.
No. Yeah.
The only girl in the room.
Silver tongue devil.
Hey, man, let's talk about hockey real quick.
Hockey.
It looks like it's going to happen. I don't want to jinx it.
Nope. It looks like it.
But can we talk about what it looks like it might be?
Sure.
First time ever?
How happy is the NHL right now?
I'm happy for the NHL. You know how big that's going to be for the game?
Two biggest markets in the country to have people represented.
We're speaking in code, yeah. For those that don't know, it looks like, knock wood, if everything goes well tonight, it could end tonight, or it may go to a game seven.
Look, even if it's...
It could be Los Angeles, New York.
Los Angeles, New York, or Chicago, New York, the NHL is happy.
I agree, but I think they're way happier if it's L.A. New York.
I agree. Yes.
And for a lot of people, they're like, well, what is hockey? Well, it's a game that you skip on the dial when you're looking for basketball.
It's like soccer, but it's entertaining.
They play it with sticks in Canada. It's a savage game. How excited, though, are you? Wouldn't that be? That almost happened a couple years ago, and then the Devils knocked the Rangers out, and then it became a L.A. Devils, L.A. New Jersey, and everyone was like, oh. But now it'll be like, it'll bring back the rap wars, man.
And like you said,
we could only hope.
Because it's never happened before. That would be you know, historic.
Astounding. Now, you're not saying much of it. You just not want to tell your shirt. You just don't want to jinx it?
Chicago scares the hell out of me.
Oh, they're a great team.
And
they
could very easily win two games. So that does scare me. I don't want to assume. We got work to do before we get to that point. Serious work.
I don't know, man. I think at this point, now that they know who their rivals are going to be, like...
You think they'll play better because of that?
I do.
Really?
I do. For some reason, I just think it's kind of... And I think everyone's got it in their heads, too, where they're like, come on, the best thing that could ever happen for this game is New York, Los Angeles. So they've got the weight of that.
So the fix is in, is what you're saying.
I don't think the fix is in. No, not at all.
Canadian mobster's going to come down here.
And I pour the syrups on you unless you win the game, eh?
Pull the Chicago guys aside.
That was my stock Canadian.
That was great.
Better lose.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I do think that, you know, there's incentive for them to win. Like, just it's historic. It would be something huge.
I think there's been incentive the whole way, though. I mean, I don't know that they're looking for the best matchup in the history. I think they just won a cup.
I agree with that completely, you know? But I think sometimes you need just one thing to put you over the top, that one little extra piece in New York. Sadly, but it turned out to be Martin St. Louis' mom, right? Like, when she passed away, suddenly you could not beat that team.
Yeah.
That's why I would be scared if I was Los Angeles. Even though you may be the better team, and who knows at this point, but I mean, let's say the goalies are pretty much evenly matched. But that's New York's extra power, man, to take them right over the top.
Well, maybe the Kings should start poisoning their moms.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if that's the trick.
Like, we haven't all thought of that earlier.
Well, there's another game tonight. Can't wait.
Mm. And, are you going?
Of course.
You're going to be there in person?
Of course.
What's it like,
Kevin,
man?
Might suit up.
I was there with you once, but your lady was there. Does your lady go with you to every game?
It's a battle. It's a battle to go to every game. Because we have four seats, and I take my twins to every game. So there's three of us.
Right.
And then there's a battle with my wife and other people that want to take that fourth seat.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
How can there be a battle if your wife wants to go?
It can be a battle. She goes.
She wins. She's the wife.
And do you bring the twins? Because you're like, ever since I started bringing the twins, they started winning and we won the cup.
No.
So now I got to bring the twins.
My wife.
And when you say the twins, when I say I bring the twins, about my rack.
No,
right?
No, I'm talking about my kids. Two girls, and my wife used to bring them when they were in diapers. And I would say, that's ridiculous. I can't enjoy the game. This is stupid. Why are we doing this? We have to leave early. And someplace 2 or 3 years, 4 years down the road, one of them asked me a question about what just happened. And I was like...
They showed interest.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's why. And now,
Kevin had to find out what just happened. Someone had to tell him so he could tell his daughters and explain the game
what
to
him. What a huge moment.
And now,
booth man, booth boy, come here with my piss bucket and tell my daughters what just happened on the ice.
And now if I go without them, they are seriously mad.
Oh, that makes me cry.
They're
that's
even
so touching.
Willing to be seen awesome. With you in public. That's how much they love the kids.
That's true. And we're loud, and my daughter against the Ducks, had to actually calm me down. She actually, and this is my one that's a little rowdier.
Said.
I stood up and there was a ridiculous call. They called slashing where the guy fell on the ice and then another guy's stick hit him in the face. But he was laying down and they called high sticking. I was like, that's BS. And I screamed it as loud as I could. And my daughter went, hey.
Take don't a breath. We out. Don't have a financial investment in this game.
But hey, we a-hole. Do, actually. Hey, a-hole, cut it out.
Yeah. So,
are you allowed to curse in front of your kids?
I try not to, but that was very, very, very loud.
Right. And public.
They thought it was really funny.
It's also different.
But they're also
event.
Very embarrassed of me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Just, I would be like, you're on the radio, Dad.
No.
You're the king of the world.
See, no. That's where
you're and off. You know Ralph Garman.
Whatever your dad does, you know. It's
your
just,
kids don't.
My dad worked at the sectional center of the post office. His job was the soul-crushing task of taking your stamp that if it got to you unstamped, you go like, hey, I can use this again because we were poor back then.
Right.
He canceled your stamp. That's was, that
what
was,
a dick.
Wow, I
what
know, a right?
What a dream killer your father
no
was.
No wonder he died at like 65, 67. He's just like, they put me to work in hell, ruining the American dream.
But does your daughter think you're cool? You have a cool gig.
I don't know. I don't know if she thinks I'm cool. I think she likes me personally. The
same.
Gig itself, she's kind of indifferent to. Now she's a little more interested because she was just in the last movie. And then we're going to make a movie and put her in it as well the next time around.
You're, right. Buying, so, you're right. Buying her love.
All right, Will Smith.
Totally. I'm a Jaden that kid. I gotta start earning. Nothing's working for me, so I'm going to put my kid to work, take 10%.
No one's worse at retiring than Kevin Smith. We know that.
But she likes me, but I don't know. She's never. I don't think she's ever seen the movies. I mean, we showed her when she was a kid. Some of them with the movie with the sound turned down and stuff, particularly the ones she was that made appearances in. But she's never been like, oh, I kicked back with my friends and we watched Chasing Him. I mean, no teenager in the history of the world's ever said that. But I mean, they never said like, oh, we watched Clerks, like because I had to.
I'm
because
just their
I've
stupid
seen a
dad.
Poster in the South.
Really? I'm just their dumb dad. And, and they're both smarter than I am.
I would
so
constantly be like, bring
help.
Me to work, Dad. Put me on the mic.
Nope.
Dad. I'm funnier than Ralph Garman.
Oh, they both think they're funnier.
Really?
And are.
Yeah. Hey, can't we do like some sort of auction where we pay to have them replace you for a day just to hear if the funny gene passes on?
Why only a day? Hey, listen, Kevin Smith is here. We have so much that we need to talk to. We have Batman Superman questions. We have Ant-Man questions. We have Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet questions. We have Edumacation questions, which is going to be your deal tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Go to csmod.com. That's going to be at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. This is new to me. I don't know what this is, but you'll explain when we return right after this with Kevin Smith on the World Famous Cable. Our friend Kevin Smith, podcaster and Hollywood Babylon co-host with Ralph Garman, is in studio with us right now. You guys aren't doing the Hollywood Babylon this weekend because Sunday you're going to be at the Peterson Automotive Museum kicking off the Batman 66 comic book deal, right?
Yeah.
And that's sold out, so we can't help you with that. But you are also, Kevin Smith, going to be appearing tomorrow night at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. This is a new one to me. Tell me about you and your friend Andy.
Me and my friend Andy McKelfer do a show called Edumacation. You know me. I love to podcast.
Yep.
I just throw it out. That's all I got.
Really? Because you don't seem like a talker.
Not at all. Talk is so cheap, and I can just give it away for free. And nobody wants it, so it doesn't matter. That's the beauty of podcasts, because nobody will tell you, like, we don't want this. It doesn't matter. If there's 500 people listening, two people listening, an audience is an audience. And if you're one of those people who's like, I do it for me, which is like, me, you don't even care how many people are listening. Edumacation we've been doing now for like half a year. It's a really fun show where we sit around and get smart while being really dumb. Andy McKelfer, a friend of mine, one of the smartest people I know. And for years, he just like spit out these factoids because he's constantly reading stuff that I won't read. And so I was like, let's do a podcast where you just, we
you're
smart people up.
Uh-huh.
And I just, you teach me stuff and we'll go through the world and kind of the news and break it down. So it's a really fun show where, you know, he's kind of the professor. It's kind of like the dynamic of Sherman and Peabody. To some
it's like
degree.
The dynamic of this show and me.
Yeah, it's the dynamic of every radio show pretty much on the planet. We didn't invent anything new. But it's a very, very funny show, and we started doing it live. We're doing it at the Comedy Store tomorrow night in the very appropriately named Belly Room, which I think was named for me, I believe, at 11 o'clock at night, man. Come see it. It's a really, really fun show. I can't tell you enough. You can go listen to it online for free at smodcast.com. But it's, you know, I feel weird talking. Oh, this is such a weird thing. It's like talking about your gumar while your wife is sitting right there.
Yeah, tell me more about your girlfriend.
Yeah. So, you know what another great podcast is? Hollywood Babylon.
Shut up.
Kids.
You don't mean it.
I do. I can like a lot of people.
Well, tickets are just $25 available through csmod.com. Again, that's going to be tomorrow night. Doors open at 10:30. Show is at 11 at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. And then Sunday, as I mentioned, Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet. We have seen Ralph happier than he's ever been in his life.
since he got involved with writing this comic book with you. How's it been for you, Kevin? You've had other experience writing comic books. Is this one super special for you as well?
It's super special for me, in as much as the first time I was ever kicked off a job by the guy that I was like, why don't you come on and help? And he's like, help? Gangway! And suddenly, it was his project. But it was so darn appropriate, man. As I said before, like he was born to write this. So awesome to be part of something where you find somebody finding their happy place.
Right.
And boy, he has been happy and so damn good at the job, too. It's like you watch the emails go back and forth with editorial, like... He won't let anything slip, and not in that way where they're like, we hate this Carmen guy. But like he obviously knows every nook and cranny of the book. So it's been fantastic. And now I'm seeing it in digital form has been great, because first that's where they debuted it. But now we actually see the paper version, the actual comic book version. So what is that like for you? I've done a comic book or two before, so I've seen it.
Well, they just sent over a box of them.
Yes.
And to hold it, and I brought it in yesterday for these guys, it's like, look! The new phone books are in! The new phone books are in! Like, Nave and R. Johnson just running around. I said, to hold it in my hand, and you know me, I'm an old school comic book geek from years ago. To be a kid holding that Batman comic book, to be a grown up holding that one that you wrote, it's kind of like the circle of life. You're like, this is wish fulfillment to the nth degree.
You opening that box of your own comic must have been like me opening a box of Fleshlights. Where I'm like, there's nothing but joy in this box for me. I could dive in, crotch first. Everything's amazing here.
It's like the Ark of the Covenant. My face started to melt. Close your eyes, Marion.
Have you signed one yet?
Yes, yeah. I tagged a bunch of them.
What was that like, dude? Think about it. A lot of people are like, big deal, Ralph signed autographs. Absolutely. This is on his own comic book. Comic book reader.
Yeah.
Writing his own comic
book. He's more than just a comic book reader, though. Like, that's been his life.
Very true.
And so this comic book based on that TV show, it's just, you know, can't get any more perfect. And speaking of signing stuff, we're doing the thing at Peterson this week. And then the following weekend, on the 7th, Saturday, the folks at Golden Apple asked me to come by and do a signing there at Golden Apple. So I'm going to be at my comic book store signing my comic books based on the Batman 66 TV show.
I'd be scared if I were you, because this is bucket list kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. This is the meteor hits me. Afterwards.
Well, if this was the Benjamin Button movie, now you start becoming a baby. All the good things have happened.
Oh, I wish that was the case.
It's like if I could be the customer of the month at my Denny's, you know, it'd be the same sort of thing. Hey, let me ask you this.
Sort of.
Moons over my hammy versus Batman Hornet 66.
It's so cute when Bean tries to reach out and touch the human experience and just try to relate whatever he does to things that people do. It's fascinating.
Are Batman, you guys are going to yell at me for this, are Batman and Green Hornet on the same sign? They work together?
It's a complex relationship.
Long and short of it, yes, they both fight for justice, essentially to do the right thing. But
no one's stepping on anyone's toes, though?
Well, I mean, generally, they never interact. They only interacted once before in the actual TV show. This is only the second time, really, that they've interacted in any media. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Right. Can you imagine second time they've ever done it, you and me? I mean, some doors a lot of people don't want to go through, but we went through that one first.
That's right.
And how about Robin and Kato? What's their relationship?
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, they're lovers.
The relationship between both teams, they're both costume vigilantes who work outside the law, not sanctioned by the law. Batman and Robin, at least in the Batman 66 universe, do work with Commissioner Gordon and Chief O'Hara. The Green Hornet and Kato, they operate as mobsters. Yeah. Like, people think they work for the mob or they're masked mobsters, but really they're fighting for
justice.
They
pose as underworld figures so that they can get on the inside and destroy crime from the inside. And Batman and Robin don't know that they're working for the cause of justice. They think they're criminals. So the Green Hornet and Kato are trying to help Batman and Robin fight crime, but at the same time, Batman and Robin think that they're criminals.
It's actually like a formula that they hadn't exploited all that much. It's not like we're doing this for the 19th time. I can't think of many relationships like that in comics or outside the comics media.
No.
And I'm still kind of, now that I just thought about it, where you are, the second people to touch that, man.
I know.
Who went to the moon after the first people went to the moon?
Who cares?
Where those
cats?
Nobody
remembers. I know the people that no one remembers.
We got a plaque somewhere.
Whoever was on Apollo 12.
Yeah.
Batman 66 meets the Green Hornet debut digitally on May 21st. It's a 12-part series. It's going to be released biweekly. You can buy the first issue in print on June 4th, by the way, which is just next week. We'll take a quick break. More with our guest, Kevin Smith, when we return right after this. Charlize Theron, by the way, joins us in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show, one of the stars of A Million Ways to Die in the West. Have you seen that yet, Kevin Smith?
I have not, but I heard from my good friend Ralph Garman that it's very funny.
Very funny. We
he
love wasn't, Charlize.
He was completely unbiased.
I think so, too. Yeah. Yeah.
And it also will tighten your scrotum.
I didn't realize that.
It has a beneficial medical effect as well.
Wow. Is that something one wants? Do you want a tighter?
A nice, firm scrotum.
Really?
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is here. He's going to be appearing along with his.
I want to go home and be like, honey, is this tight or loose? Is this flabby like the rest of me, or do you feel some tight? Ralph said it should be tight. Stop listening to Ralph.
Which Kevin is always at Jen's advice. Comedy Store in Hollywood with Andy McElfresh tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. Doors open at 10:30. Tickets just $25 at csmod.com. So right about the time the Weedy Roast is ending, you can skedaddle on down and see Kevin Smith doing a live event. Hey,
skedaddle.
Or Mosey.
Come on.
Yeah, Mosey also.
He's seriously taking it back. Skedaddle's here, kids.
Superman versus Batman.
No, Superman v. Batman.
Sorry.
Hey, before we jump there, speaking of stuff that's back, man, I went to the mall and, like, lids. I haven't been to a baseball cap store in a long time.
Right.
The snapback is so back, it's crazy. Like, this is important to me because I can only ever wear snapbacks. I got a weird head, and I love wearing backwards baseball caps, as per Silent Pop.
That's sure thing, yeah.
So there was a while where it was all fitted and no trucker cap backs that we used to call them. Now they call them snapbacks. I walked in, man. It was like snapback paradise, and my kid was with me. She's like, where you been, Dad? I said, where I been? I dug the trench. I said, thank the heavens. And now somebody just said there's an article about hipsters are starting to wear jorts.
Yeah, I read that this morning. The jorts are coming back.
I am so positioned right now.
You're the coolest,
Fonzie. I really am. If you hang out long enough in the worst clothing in the world, you will get your day.
That's what we've been trying.
You'll have a window.
Hasn't been working.
You stand in one place long enough, the world will go all the way around and come back again.
All of a sudden, you're right in the middle of it.
Snapbacks and jorts, the Kevin Smith story.
Finally, my fade is not going to look ridiculous on my head here pretty soon.
I'm just holding on in my parachute pants still, because there will be a moment.
Sure. Tell me about Batman Superman.
Batman v Superman, which somebody pointed out, I thought this was cute. I mean, there's always, and look, I hesitate to say anything because whenever I talk about this movie, people write articles about it.
Yeah. It shows up online.
Yeah, yeah. So again, I'm going to say this. When I talk about this movie, I don't talk about it as like, I have inside scoop. I haven't talked to Ben Affleck in person in years. Like, last exchange I had with him was an email going, hey, come on, Fat Man, on Batman podcast. And he's like, yeah, we're right. It wasn't that. He was like, I'm shooting this David Fincher movie.
He just texted back a finger. I don't even know how you texted.
Yeah, I was
that.
Like, I've read that emoji, and I didn't like it at all. He said when he was done shooting the Fincher thing or whatever, he said, I want to. But we don't. It's not like I'm like, hey, buddy, like his wife don't like me. We don't hang out at all, okay?
Okay.
So I say all this Batman, Superman stuff just as a fan who speculates.
And people think you were talking to him yesterday about...
Exactly. Yeah. Because we made movies together years ago. So I say this. I put this out there just as a predicate just to say, like, I don't know anything. Okay. Except Zack Snyder once showed me the suit, but now everyone's seen the suit.
Right.
So we're all on the same page.
We've seen the suit, but we can't tell who's in it.
I knew who it was.
That's a dark picture.
It is. Yeah, it's a very dark, hidden,
black and white,
shadowy
like
picture.
Clerks Batman.
It looks great, but...
Okay, so saying all that, there was somebody pointed out online, when you, in a lawsuit, when you're suing somebody or you bring somebody to the court, the first person in the case and the second person, so Batman v. Superman, Batman...
Has the grudge?
...is bringing Superman to justice. So I was like, that's actually kind of cool. Then this is another thing I saw somebody speculate online, which I thought was interesting as well. There are two people listed in the cast. Holly Hunter as a character they said they created specifically for the movie or something, a new character they're saying. Then there's another face in the movie, a guy in the movie. I don't know who he is. I forgot to look up his name. But
okay.
The listing for his character is a little mysterious. The cinematographer, I think it was, tweeted a picture or Instagrammed a picture of a playing card, a single playing card stuck in what looks like a piece of cement as if somebody had thrown a deadly playing card. Now, when you say deadly playing card, who immediately leaps to mind? Oh my lord, the Joker. Thank you.
I felt stupid saying the Joker because
you could have beat Ralph.
I could have
taken Bullseye.
I thought that there was two you could pick, and we're in the Batman universe. There's only one.
Gambit.
So, heavens. So people have been speculating online. Oh my lord, the Joker might show up in this movie. And since that picture showed up, people are starting to look at that cast and go, like, maybe this guy is the Joker, and maybe Holly Hunter is Harley Quinn, which made me very excited.
That
man.
Would take some cojones to put the Joker in now, though.
Why, though?
Don't
Why not?
Because the it last takes one was so to reboot unbelievable.
The, sure, but that was, I mean, with all due respect, so was Jack Nicholson's. And then as soon as Heath Ledger came along, people forgot, or they were just like, oh, that's quaint. But Heath Ledger redefined it. They don't even have to go so far as to, like, put him in the whole movie. Like, since this is a arc of movies that they're planning, these DC Universe movies and whatnot, and they're going to keep bringing in characters, maybe you just do a little taste of them. Maybe the only thing that card in the cement was, like, the first time you see the Batman character and he's called away to something else, and you're like, I'll deal with this later, whatever. Now people are like, Kevin Smith speculates dialogue.
Holly Hunter is the Joker.
I don't know. It's just like, when I talk about this stuff, I love to speculate too, because it's one of the few things in the world that I still purely, dearly love, that hasn't been co-opted by my job or hasn't been ruined by the world yet. People haven't peed on it. That's the word you can get away.
Sure.
Thank you. It's something I still enjoy. I like to geek out about it too. And, you know, because I'm in this business, people are like, you must know more than us. No, not necessarily. But I do want to geek out as well. I want to be just as vocal. So I'm in this weird place where I want to talk about the movie. But when I talk about it, people are like, he knows the guy is Batman. There must be something to it.
He's got knowledge.
No, I got no knowledge.
Do you think that it's a disservice to those of us who love these films, is that now we live in a world where they will show you the clapboard from the very first shot,
no
2 years out, and there's the talk and the speculation. Is it hard for any film to live up to those expectations when you start the hype machine that early out?
You sound like one of those old-timey guys who's like, I liked it when women wore petticoats. That was sexy.
I did like petticoats.
No, dude. I show me as much as possible. Keep me interested. Think about it. They're 2 years out for this Batman-Superman movie.
That movie how much is not interested could you be?
Look how interested I am now.
If they don't give you in line for 2 years?
Keep me excited so that I'm not all sorts of Avenger that way. I don't put it to the side.
Did you say 2 years?
Yeah, it's two summers from now.
Wow.
Can you imagine? 2 years from now, finally, we get to see this movie. And we're talking about it this much. So you're right. There is a lot of enthusiasm. But they're feeding it by throwing out little pictures or big pictures. They showed us Ben in the suit.
Yep.
I couldn't believe they showed us that early. I was so delighted. Show me more. I mean, every week throw something out there. Why all the secrecy? You know, it's like there's so much. You know how many frames are in a movie? There's 24 frames per second in film.
Right.
How many seconds are in a minute? How many minutes are in an hour? How many hours in the movie?
We don't do math.
Thanks. Me neither. But there's so many pictures. They could show us a brand new picture every day from now until the movie comes out, and they still wouldn't spoil the thing. Even like cutaways. Just show me the bathroom, or this is where Commissioner Gordon takes a dump. I'd be so excited. I'd be like, I'd dissect that online. What he does in there.
Well, sure, you would.
that's stock trade. Yes.
Last question on this, and then we have to take a break to make sure we have some time for you guys to do the showbiz beat together, like you have to do. But the goal is eventually to marvel it out and end up with a Justice League movie. They're going to start bringing more and more of these DC characters.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's what's happening, right?
And it's literally in the title, Dawn of Justice. So they're heading toward the Justice League.
All right, Kevin Smith is here. Edumacation with Kevin Smith and Andy McElfrish is going to be at the Comedy Store tomorrow night in Hollywood. Doors open at 10:30. Show is at 11. You can go to csmod.com, see the show for just $25. How about the showbiz beat, boys, when we return right after this on K-Rock?
Watch for delays building westbound from Archibald as you head through the Pomona area in towards Claremont to about Indian Hill. The ride of your life awaits at Nissan. Get big thrills and bigger savings on the most exciting lineup on the road. Shop ChooseNissan.com or get to your local Nissan store today for the ride of your life. This is one ride you don't want to miss. Hurry, the offer ends June 2nd. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It is 7:53.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
All right. Joined by my friend Kevin Smith.
Can't wait. We don't get to do it at Babbel this week, so this is the closest I get to
right.
it.
If you're interested in seeing blue cat people swing over your head from ropes, I've got good news for you. James Cameron has apparently sold the rights from his Avatar films to the folks at Cirque du Soleil. So they're going to do an arena acrobatic show based on the Avatar movie.
With Beatles music?
Not with Beatles music, no. Just with
I saw the Beatles
blue
show.
Cats. Love? Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. You get to touch a big sheet as well. Yeah. What do we get to touch in this cat show? If they're swinging overhead, grabbing tails.
Unobtainium. They just throw it into the audience.
That'd be amazing. I guess he's smart to do this, right? Because he's got a bunch more Avatar movies coming, so keep the brand alive.
And... Sure.
And they apparently have the rights to any sequels as well. So any storylines that come with the sequels, they will also get to incorporate that into their shows. But look, I think Cirque du Soleil obviously has a great track record, and people still care about Avatar, so it's smart.
Avatar's visually stunning as well. I mean, I think it lends itself well.
They'll have those floating things in the air and stuff.
And and just like the cat, we land on our feet.
That's why it's a natural marriage. Cats.
You guys
and
think that Avatar requires several more movies, though?
Isn't it
just enough that they made that one?
I enjoyed it. I'll keep looking at that world.
Ask him, Pete, if he saw it.
Did you see it yet?
Well, no, of course not.
That's why he's not interested in the sequels, because he never saw the original.
Does that need a sequel? I don't think so.
Here's some interesting casting news. Marilyn Manson is joining the cast of Sons of Anarchy.
Awesome.
He'll be playing a white supremacist named Ron Tully, who helps out Jax to expand his power base in prison. Marilyn will be in a few episodes for the seventh and final season of the show, which begins in September.
Such a good show.
They're wrapping that show up now?
This is the final season for that. They're going to say goodbye.
He's a good guy.
He is.
Creator.
What the hell's his name?
Kurt Sutter.
Kurt Sutter. That's it. Yeah, good guy. Roland Emmerich is getting an undeserved chance to direct films again. This guy.
Well, what did he ruin?
He's just a crap fest. He was Michael Bay before Michael Bay was Michael Bay.
Right. He did the Godzilla 90s movie, right?
That's right.
He did that.
Oh,
he also
one of the worst
did that
movies
movie
ever.
Where they were John Cusack, End of the World.
2012.
2012, where they're flying around at Los Angeles.
The Day After Tomorrow, that weather movie.
That was his
too? Yes.
And Independence Day. That's his big claim.
Yeah, but go back and watch that movie. It does not hold up.
Yeah.
It is just a crap fest. Special effects are great, and it's everything else about
we
it.
We all just love the idea of, like, they're destroying the White House. It's amazing.
Yep. Well, they are coming back. A sequel. He will helm that sequel. It is...
They're going to destroy the White House again!
Will Smith will not be in it. Film schedule will be released in theaters on 2016.
Let me make
it. All note. I care about is Judd Hirsch going to be in it?
I don't believe so.
Damn. They almost had my money.
And Roland Emmerich is also doing a sequel to Stargate, finally. We get to see that Stargate sequel we've all been looking forward to.
I thought they did a sequel, and it was a TV show.
They did
a
TV sequel. They did two direct-to-DVD movies as well. He was not involved in, but he is going back.
The original Vision is back?
The original Vision is back, yes.
Will Kurt be back? Kurt Russell?
No word on James Spader or Kurt Russell's involvement in the return. And this is just the weirdest story, and I kind of steered away from it yesterday, but you can't ignore it anymore. Familiar with the Los Angeles punk band X?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're back on the road performing four of its albums all the way through at special concerts in July. But Xene Cervenka, the lead singer of that band, has changed the mood of some fans regarding attending those shows because she has announced she firmly believes and says she has evidence that the shootings in Santa Barbara were all a hoax to help the government take away our guns.
Oh, man.
No one got hurt, she said.
What?
No one got hurt. It was
the whole thing was a hoax?
The whole thing was a hoax.
No one died.
No one died.
It was a modern-day moon landing?
Exactly.
What about all the dead people, though?
No, they're not dead. That's just what that's the media's story that's feeding you in conjunction with the
government. I hate to say it, but I
want to
live in her world, man.
Guys,
I'll take conspiracy over
that. There were people who said the same thing about Newtown, who said that the entire thing was made up.
Well, Xene Cervenka says the same thing about Sandy Hook, about that school shooting. That school shooting said no kids were killed there. It's all a giant plot by the government to take away your guns.
That bitch is crazy.
So you could either go see that show or you could go see Edumacation at the Comedy Store, where we believe the news.
We believe the facts.
Guys, how could a person arrive at that conclusion?
Well, it's got to be mental illness, right?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Pro-guns?
I honestly...
Way pro-guns?
Here's on her
she
side,
claims she's
I
not
could.
Even a gun owner. She's not pro-guns, but she's...
She doesn't even own
a gun. She's very suspicious of the government.
She's tired of the government lying to her and
so when she sees the footage that we all saw Saturday of CNN with all the bullet holes and all the body bags...
All staged.
And all the parents
staged.
Who were out crying over losing their teenagers.
Capricorn 1. Hello.
Just actors.
Yes.
In this day and age, when everyone has a camera and a phone and everything else, to pull that off, the government,
Kevin,
I wish they were that
you're
good.
You're so naive, Kevin.
I wish
you're
the government was good enough to pull
you're
that off.
You're part of the problem.
Am I?
You're such a sucker.
Truth's out there, Kev.
That's right.
Thanks, Kev.
Modern day Fox Mulder, she is. Good Lord, man. Could you imagine you're one of the grieving people and you have to read that?
Yeah.
Now, I wonder if that will legitimately hurt their ticket sales. Like, will people not want to go support that nut job?
Well, judging from the Facebook and Twitter comments, it is affecting the fan reaction. Even the hardcore fans of the band say they can't go see a show now that because yeah. of what she's done.
So. I know when she started tweeting, people were confused because they thought, oh, this must be some sort of a performance art or, you know, mm-hmm. some sort of parody she's doing. And they kept waiting for her to break character on it or something, but she just doubled down.
She didn't break characters, she just broke hearts.
Yeah, nice.
Dopey.
And the Rolling Stones were on stage in Lisbon, Portugal last night, which I think if you're in the audience, you got to be pretty pleased to be watching one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time on stage. And then they kick into the fourth song of the set, Tumbling Dice, great tune. What could get better? Well, maybe Bruce Springsteen strolling out onto the stage
what?
To sing with Mick Jagger.
Little piece of jersey makes everything better, doesn't it?
That's right. The two of them took to the stage together to sing the song. No one knows why Bruce was in Portugal, but everyone was blown away.
I've never heard that song, No One Knows Why Bruce Was in Portugal.
It's a good one.
It's a
deep
chart.
It's a deep
I guess it's...
I have a clip if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah,
I
want to hear this.
Wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
Bruce is in great voice.
Really yeah. does sound good.
He still's got the chops.
He covers Journey like crazy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ted McGinley. Also known as Showkiller McGinley, he is 56 years old today.
Put him in one of your movies, Smith. Ted McGinley's awesome.
He was in Mad Men recently, wasn't he?
He sure
the creepy
was?
Soap opera guy yeah. who was like, sleep with my wife.
Yeah, John. right. Yeah. He also took over for Fonzie on Happy Days.
It was the same role, right? He's like, sleep with my wife, Fonzie.
He was on Love Boat.
Yeah, he said, sleep yeah. with my wife,
Married with Children, remember? Yeah. He's the next-door neighbor.
That was the only place where he didn't say something.
No.
He was always trying to sleep with his wife. That was the comedy of that show.
Right.
Brilliance.
56 years old today. Guitarist Tom Morello is 50. Idina Menzel.
Whatever.
Adele Tazim. From Broadway and, of course, from Frozen. She's 43 years old today.
She's 43?
Yeah.
She looks younger than me. I'm 43. Yeah, she's incredible.
CeeLo Green.
I would say he's older than me. I'm 43. He's got to be 46.
He is 40 years old today.
Really?
Yes.
I'm older than CeeLo? Yes.
Thanks for playing our new game. Who is Kevin Smith older than?
That just makes me feel like I haven't done enough.
But
man.
You got way better reach.
Yeah, he's got those little. He's got those T-Rex arms.
Got flippers.
It's always so hard to watch him try to hit that button on the voice. And he has to go down with his forehead and just slam his head against it.
He's learned to open the door.
Like in Jurassic Park.
They must have a guy come around at lunch and feed him, right?
He spits acid at the kids on stage. It's horrible. I'm Rob Garman. I walk the show.
Well, we've been looking forward to it for months. We've been talking about it for weeks, and the day is finally here in theaters. We can go see A Million Ways to Die in the West. Now, because of Ralph Garman, who pretty much steals the movie as Dan, I feel like some of the other actors are not getting a fair shrift. And one of those who barely is being talked about is named Charlize Theron, and she joins us on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show right now. Hi, Charlize.
Yeah! Good morning, you guys.
Are you afraid that Ralph stole the entire movie?
Afraid. It's done. I mean, there's nothing we can do, right?
Sure.
Have you not read the reviews?
Right, it's all about Dan.
Yeah.
It's all about Dan.
See, that guy with that mustache and that hat, he really steals the movie in the background way there in the back.
This is how good of an actor Ralph is. When I walked by him on the set, I didn't recognize him.
That is
nice.
True.
Whoa.
I had to say, Charlize, hey, me, Ralph, remember me?
The stash and the hat and the sideburns and all that leather, I thought, is this the man of my dreams? I shouldn't stare at him.
You said, is this one of the village people?
Yeah. Do I need to call my security?
Hey, speaking of costuming, what's it like for a woman to live in the Old West? What did you have to wear?
Well, one of my best friends actually costume designed this movie, and there were several moments during the shooting of this film where I had to call her and say, are you mad at me? There were a lot of unnecessary corsets that I just couldn't understand. She's like, well, this is what they wore. It would help you with the character. And I was like, it really does not. It just makes me annoyed.
You know what would help me is breathing.
Yes, that would be lovely. The dress at the barn dance was pretty, that was pretty outrageous. I don't even think that was fabric for clothes. I think it was 70s lawn chair furniture.
Wow. Some of those, in some of the scenes that I've seen where they have those giant hoop skirts, it's unbelievable that people could even be expected to walk, much less dance or do anything else in those things.
Yeah, it's crazy that, that there must have been a tremendous amount of lower back issues.
Sure.
And nothing's more comfortable, Charlize, than when you're standing in the desert in New Mexico during a sandstorm when the heat is bearing down to have a corset on. That really helps, I think.
See, this is why you need your fellow actors to kind of reminisce about all of this, because the elements came into play, and it's so much worse than just looking at the isolated outfits or yes. what we were doing, because just during all of that, just throw in chewing sand, hanging onto your wig, not being able to see. Or freezing cold or dust heat. So, yeah, the weather was just biblical.
You had me at chewing sand.
Sure. Now, besides sitting in the audience at the Oscars and watching Seth MacFarlane sing about your boobs, did you know him at all?
When he did that?
No, I'm just saying, besides that day that you guys briefly crossed paths at the Academy Awards, is he somebody that were you guys friends, or did he kind of call you out of the blue and say, hey, I want you for this film?
We share the same agent. And so there was a lot of talk about this project that kind of came my way through, you know, sharing the same person. And, I didn't read the script, and I knew the concept kind of loosely. But I liked him as much. I was that much of a fan that I was willing to sit down with him before I even read the script just to talk to him about it.
I like that that's how you run your career. You know what? Not going to read it.
Well, I read it afterwards, I had somebody read it to me.
Sure, yes. Because you don't bother with reading anymore, right, Charlize?
No.
No.
You have someone eat for you, right? Someone walk for you. Maybe we're just in too deep with Seth and we go way, way back with him, but we just think he's a genius. Whatever frequency he's on with his kind of comedy just hits us 100%. We love everything this dude does, and I'm just so excited about this movie.
Do you want to see if I can get you on a date with him?
I think Bean does want a date with Seth.
Yes.
Do you want me to see if he can come to the farm?
How dare you?
No, look, I'm part of that club. That's why, I really didn't read it. I think what he's doing is and has been doing for the last couple of years is just really kind of turning that part of our business upside down, and it's really interesting, and he's pushing the envelope. And for someone like me, I don't get a lot of this kind of stuff coming my way. So to get to do a comedy and to get to do it with someone who I think is at the top of his game is an incredible opportunity.
Speaking of which, were you looking for a comedy? Is that something you wanted to do, or this just came along and it looked great?
I was kind of always, but then again, it's like, there was like this little gang who got to do the really cool R-rated comedies, and you came from the dramatic world, you weren't really allowed into that cool gang. And then the romantic comedies to me are not necessarily what I'm interested in. So, you just kind of sit around and hope for something great. I mean, I didn't want to go and do a comedy just for the sake of comedy and not let it be something that I found incredibly funny. And, this is my kind of, like, what this movie is and what Ted and Family Guy's, that's where my sense of humor lies.
Same here. Same here, exactly.
How about Liam Neeson playing your husband? Did you know him?
I knew him just casually being in the same room.
Is he hilarious? He seems like he's really funny in person.
He really is. He's super sweet. I mean, for a guy that size, it's almost...
And by size, you mean tall. He's a tall guy.
No, I was talking about the other thing.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, weren't we all?
Well, we were all thinking.
That's what we all thought.
I tried to give her an out, but she just wouldn't take it.
I watched it years ago when it came out. I just recently rewatched him on Extras when, he did that I'm going to do stand-up comedy.
Oh, right.
Yes, that was the best scene ever.
Oh, my God. And every scenario has got full-blown AIDS.
That's right, yes.
The delivery is so brilliant, too. Yeah, he's just great and lovely to be around. And he is very funny.
But this whole cast, I mean, Neil Patrick Harris, I remember when we were shooting on the set, just everyone busting up. They couldn't keep a straight face around him because he's just that funny.
And sometimes just by walking out of a scene.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't even, and I'm not saying he walks funny. I'm
just it would be an eyebrow or something. He would do some tick, and then everyone would just lose it, especially Seth. He had a hard time keeping a straight face around him.
He's so silly, that guy. He really is. Yeah, and then it's that trickle effect, right? Seth starts, and then everybody kind of.
Yeah.
Were there moments when all of you just could not pull it back together? Because that happens on this show. Ralph will say something or whatever, and we'll all start laughing, and there's no going back. You can't.
Yeah, we had a couple of sessions like that, and I think they all involved Neil. Although one night we had something like that happen, and it was because it didn't stop. I don't know if it was necessarily us feeding it, but we were doing a scene, and after every line, there was a horse outside this saloon that we were shooting in that would just kind of neigh and laugh at every line.
Okay.
And it's the stupidest thing when you talk about it, but when we were in it, we couldn't believe the timing of it, and it just killed us. It literally killed us, and some urine might have slipped out.
Wow.
I mean, the timing was just unbelievable, and then, of course, somebody had to go and talk to the horse or, you know, try to calm the horse down, and that just got the horse even. But it was like a man laughing outside. It was like,
you don't usually hear a horse with that kind of timing.
Yeah, no, that horse had brilliant timing.
This is the voice of actor Charlize Theron here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about her new film called A Million Ways to Die in the West, which we insist you go see. It's available in theaters everywhere. I think they started screenings last night, didn't they? Didn't they? 8, 10 o'clock or something last night?
I'm not sure.
But it is available. You can go see it. Charlize, it seems like you're in such a happy place. It seems like things are going so well for you. You still seem to be enjoying the business so much 20 years in. You seem so personally happy. You're so active in so many causes. What's the secret to getting your ish together? Because the rest of us can't seem to do it like you do.
No. I think, God, when you say 20 years, it's just, there's something unbelievable to me because it feels like just yesterday that I was in Children of the Corn 3 and just praying and hoping that I could, you know, support myself, not just by doing this and not having 7 other jobs or having to go back to South Africa. So there's this, you know, when you hear it and you kind of take a step back or you see all of this from 30,000 feet above, there's a tremendous amount of gratefulness that I have for the opportunities that came my way. You know, I think every actor will tell you you're only as good as, you know, the opportunities that you get. And I've been given great opportunities and I've tried my best to deliver on them. And I've tried to separate my private life from my work life. And I've tried to, you know, just live a life that I could truly say is a life that I want to lead, you know. And with that comes many complications and things, and there's nothing perfect about it. So I'm not at all sitting here saying that my life is perfect. I think you know, like all of us, we're just trying to get to a place where we're not just surviving. Oh my right. God, I'm so dramatic.
Last question from me, Charlize, and that is, did winning an Academy Award screw with your head in any way in terms of changing the kinds of roles you would then do in movies afterwards?
There was definitely, I'll be completely honest, there was definitely a little bit of a moment where so much was coming my way, and I'd never been in that position. You know, I was always lucky to get like a few great things coming my way, but this was like, all of a sudden, everything was like on my table, and it is somewhat overwhelming because I think then people start to think in not the purest ways, and me included. And I think I made some decisions that if I now look back and I'm truthful about that little voice inside, I should have listened to that. It's somewhat overwhelming to have that much kind of just be offered at you and not wanting to screw it up.
They say if you start managing your career, if you're thinking in those terms, you can lose sight of what kind of projects you should do, because you really should do it because you love a script or
exactly.
a director or something.
Because at the end of the day, that's all you have.
USA! USA!
But having said that, you got to have a sex scene with Patton Oswalt, so it's all worked out for you.
True.
All my dreams came true.
That's right. Well, Charlize, we love you. We can't wait to see the movie, and we're so grateful. Speaking of being grateful, we're so grateful to you with all the years of support that you've given us and all the times you've made yourself available to come on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's always great to catch up with you. We sincerely mean that. We thank you.
Oh, man, you have no idea. I feel that and 10,000 times more towards you guys. You guys have been – you were really, truly my first supporters, and – so I'm internally grateful. Thank
I'm
you
not much. Sure that's true, but we'll take it. Thank you, Charlize. Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I know that your deal is to whip people into a needless frenzy, Kevin. I know that's
deal,
what you're about.
By the way.
But has there ever one time in history been somebody who's super sick, doesn't go to a doctor, and then dies?
Yes.
Yes, you idiot.
It happens all the time.
Oh. All right. Behind the scenes.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Behind the scenes, Bean has been sick all week. And it has been getting progressively worse.
Yes.
This is about as sick as I've been in as long as I can remember, by the way. This is pain sick. This is you can barely get out of bed sick. This is achy joints. This is headache. This is alternating fevers and chills. This is, I mean, it's been bad.
So he started complaining about this on, I don't know, Tuesday
when it came in Tuesday, right?
And we said, hey, gone to the doctor? Nope. Wednesday, hey, you going to the doctor today? Probably not. Yesterday, you going to the doctor? Nope. I might go in the evening if I feel better, Bean said.
You don't go
to the doctor when you feel better, genius.
Yesterday, I felt like I was too sick to go to the doctor. I could not conceive of getting up, getting dressed, and even having somebody else drive me to the doctor and waiting in a waiting room and going through all that process.
Is this your way of getting out of the weenie roast because you don't want to be around people?
No, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to infect every goddamn one of you. I'm absolutely going
to
be there.
So we're going to take calls right now from people who waited too long to go to the doctor.
And what happened?
Dare you.
1-800-520-1067. You waited too long. And what happened?
So in other words, had you gone in a reasonable period of time, they could have easily cured you.
Correct.
With an antibiotic or with some medicine or something.
But you were Bean-esque.
But you waited too long, and now all of a sudden, now you got a big hole in your chest, or you lost a limb or something like that, or you're mentally retarded or something, right?
Listen to him say it like it's so funny. You know, I'm pretty convinced it's a kidney infection, of which you only have one. You would treat that thing with kid gloves.
But am I stupid in
that?
Yes.
Okay. Rest of sentence. Am I stupid in that I feel like, wouldn't it be unusual to get kidney stones at this late stage of my life?
You don't get. I had a kidney infection, which I told you the other day, and it had nothing to do with kidney stones, and I'd never had one before.
Oh, it could just be an infection. Yeah.
Oh, he did go on WebMD.
I did go on WebMD. Thank you, Kevin.
And got a lot of new ideas of what it could be. And they're all bad.
Oh, that's when I found out I probably have syphilis.
Right. So 1-800-520-1067. You waited too long to go to the doctor. We'll talk. Tony just tweeted, just let him die. That's a pretty good idea.
Just Tony. Let him die.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:40. Bean has been sick all week and has not gone to the doctor yet.
Look, a lot of times, guys, and you know this, you do get better.
Yes.
Sometimes it's just the flu, and it just has to work its way through, and there's nothing you can do for it except stay hydrated, maybe drink some soup, something like that.
Did you call a doctor?
I did not, per se. Well, we're taking the calls right now. You should have gone to the doctor earlier and didn't, and bad things happen. Let's go to Norman. He's up first. He's on line 6 from La Puente here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Norman. What happened to you?
How's it going, Kevin and Bean? Hey, Lisa May.
Hi there.
Going well for all of us, but Bean, go ahead.
So I scraped my leg playing baseball and didn't head to the doc until my leg was about 3 times its normal size.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just thought it'd get better, you know, and it didn't. It continuously got bigger and bigger, and by the time I got to the doc, they said, yeah, we're going to try to give you this antibiotic that's probably going to kill your liver, and you might still have to get your leg chopped off.
And how did it work out for you?
The antibiotics actually kicked in pretty quickly. I was discharged about a day and a half later and didn't miss a baseball game. I was back out there again a couple of days later playing.
See? He's fine, you guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Norman. Glad it worked out for you.
Nancy's up next. She is on line 8, and she's from Lancaster. Hi, Nancy.
Hi there.
What was your ailment, and how long did you wait?
It was actually my boyfriend. He was sick, and he did the whole thing. I'll get better. His mother finally took him to the emergency room. He was intubated for 6 days. He was in the ICU for 12 days.
Oh, my God.
A liver failing, kidney failing, stuff going on in his blood, lost blood platelets. I finally kept insisting to look in his mouth. It was a tooth infection that he's had for a very long time. I got into his bloodstream and almost killed him.
A tooth infection almost killed him.
Now, do you want to hear the best part? I work in a dental office.
Oh, sweet.
So, had he gone to the doctor when the tooth first started hurting, it would have been dealt with at the time, and all of this would have been avoided.
It would have been avoided, yes.
How about that?
All right.
Unbelievable.
There you go,
B. I am not learning anything from this.
Good luck with that.
Angel writes in, so I was sick. I had a high fever of 103. Family would tell me to get to the doctor. I ignored it. Said I would just get better. Well, when I started having trouble breathing and felt out of breath walking 20 steps at home, we went to the hospital. I ended up being diagnosed with the swine flu.
All right.
Which was a big thing back in 2010. My lungs ended up filling up with liquid with oxygen on full power. I was coughing out loogies with blood. Was in the hospital for 4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Maybe now I should listen to people, and so should you, being hi, Lisa. Ding, ding. That says Angel. How about Tiffany? She's on line one. She's from Downey.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What was wrong with you? How long did you wait?
So it was actually my boyfriend.
No, it's always the boyfriend.
Guys, it's guys.
It is guys.
He did not want to listen. He said his butt hurt and he was in a lot of pain.
If I could just say in his defense, that's an embarrassing thing to go to the doctor for.
Well, finally.
If I went to the doctor every time I woke up and my butt hurt, though. Come on, I'd be there all the time.
Finally convinced him to go to the hospital because he couldn't take the pain. He had fever, and he had an anal cyst, and they had to get a horse needle to numb it, shove it up his butt cheek, and he said it was the worst pain ever, and he could have just taken antibiotics for it, and they had to cut it open. Yeah.
Wow.
Just taking antibiotics.
What causes an anal cyst?
The doctor said it could happen to anyone, but if you get it treated right away, then it'd be fine. But of course, you know, guys always wait too long.
Guys are dumb.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Tiff. We appreciate that. Let's do one more. We actually have a doctor on the phone, you guys. She works at Children's Hospital of Orange County. Oh. Dr. Adler, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Hello.
So it must be driving you crazy. You're pulling your hair out listening to these stories, right?
Yeah, I think it's good if you go to the doctor after you've been sick about 3 days, especially if you're having fever, Bean, you need to go.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been telling him, but how's that been working out?
But am I wrong that sometimes it's just the flu and you feel crappy for a few days and then you get better and then it's just a whole big harangue to go to the doctor?
But you've also got a bladder infection.
What's
right?
That?
He has a bladder infection.
I do.
But you know, you need to be careful. You only have one kidney now.
I know.
Or don't be careful, depending on whether you like him.
I hear that you're going to Weenie Roast tomorrow.
I am. Should I bring my stethoscope?
Yes, you should.
And all your drugs.
Would you like to examine me?
I would be happy to be.
No, you don't want to work at Weenie Roast?
Now we're talking.
That's on him that he's not going to the doctor. You don't need to save him.
I would be willing to trade working at the Weenie Roast for pit tickets.
Bring some broad spectrum antibiotics and we'll talk, Doc. Thanks so much for the call.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55.
Tomorrow, starting at noon, we're going to be broadcasting live from the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014 at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. That's us, by the way, Kevin and Bean, then Stryker after that. Kat and Nicole are going to be backstage with bands. It's all with zero commercials, and you can watch the performances complete and uncut at the Weenie Roast webcast only at KROQ.com starting at 1 p.m. Get all those details at KROQ.com. But what if people want to be there in person, you guys?
Oh, damn it.
We have pit tickets.
There's no way they can be. That's
we have pit tickets and backstage passes.
What?
But you're going to have to earn them, and it's a little game we like to call Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits.
Yay!
Now understand that we can't whistle.
That's
number
true.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
And then if you'd like to call 1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll do it just after the top of the hour.
Do you think this is a good use of our mighty 5,000 watts we have here at K-Rock?
I do.
Yeah. We're using that new technology of whistling.
I like it a lot.
All right, time for the Showbiz Beat now. Here's Ralph.
Tonight, of course, the Kings versus the Chicago Blackhawks.
That is correct.
Game 6.
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. It could all be settled tonight. Could all be, all the ducks would be in a row. No pun intended. And we could know who's going to be competing for the Stanley Cup. It's very exciting.
Go, Kings! Go!
And you know, one of the reasons I now that my beloved Flyers are out of it, I've been rooting for the Kings, not only because it's my adopted hometown.
Will Ferrell?
Go, Kings! Go!
Oh, sure, Will as well. But the lovely and talented Pia Toscano.
Oh, yeah.
Who we've had in on the show. She, of course, the good luck charm of the Kings, sings the national anthem before each home game.
As she did in 2012.
Yeah. And she is set to do it again tonight. But good news for Pia is that she has just been booked on a 6-date tour with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, no kidding.
So Pia hitting the big time, opening for J-Lo. That's pretty spectacular. Pia will be a backup singer for Jennifer Lopez.
for the concerts that begin tonight at the Summer Jam. Oh, maybe she won't be there tonight then.
Hmm.
Summer Jam 2014 in Mansfield, Massachusetts, so maybe she'll be there instead.
The Kings did win when Slash came out and played it on guitar.
Oh, maybe that's what will happen.
So that was strong.
I may have misspoken. Maybe Pia won't be there tonight. But she'll be performing with Jennifer Lopez. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that she's got time to do that, because you think about all the things she's got to do. She's got to do the Kings games, right? And I know she's recording, and she has another little side act she does with a friend of hers. They do like a duet in clubs around town. I mean, she's got a packed schedule for
right.
American Idol contestant, of course, and she's just so busy all the time. I'm wondering how she had the time to go and perform with Jennifer Lopez in this six-date tour that she'll be doing.
I admire the length of this.
I couldn't believe it. And then I gave it some thought, and I looked down, and I did some research, and it turns out what happened is,
yes,
in this particular case,
yes,
there's always room for J-Lo.
Go, Kings, go!
The kids are happy. The kids are happy to have it back.
What the hell?
Kids are happy about everything.
Congratulations to Bono and the Edge. They've probably picked up side jobs. They got a little extra work, a little extra money coming in.
Thank God.
Finally.
I was worried about
something to
guys.
Live on.
Yeah. They are now on the board of directors for Fender Guitars.
Hmm.
Fender Musical Instruments Corporation has signed Bono and the Edge to be executives for their company. Yeah. I'm sure they have offices and they do work and they've got all kinds of meetings to go to. I'm sure it's a hard job for them. Yeah, Fender said, hey, these guys! Edge said he's always been a fan of Fender and he can't wait to get his hands on the latest technology. And I'm sure they'll be using Fender guitars on the road from now on. If they didn't before, they will now.
Sort of weird. Don't you look at that brand as one that does not need help?
Yeah, how many more guitars can Fender sell?
right.
To justify whatever salary they're paying those two guys to be on their board of directors.
It's crazy.
There are some things that I am still surprised get advertised at all, like milk. Like, why do you need to advertise milk?
Got
is
milk?
A thing.
Do you got milk?
I mean, people either like milk and buy it or they don't, right?
It's hard to argue.
Has anyone ever looked at a commercial for milk and said, you know what, don't care for milk, but because of that ad, I'm going out and buying me some?
Yeah, I never had a glass, but boy, it looks good.
Hmm. I just,
that
it's
person
so,
on the TV like screen
the
looks like they're enjoying
clings
themselves.
To the upper lip on those folks.
It's just so
naked.
Weird to me.
And Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, America's sexiest couple. And apparently just having just amazing times in the rack. Just crazy sex times.
Oh, where are we hearing
go,
about this?
Go, Kings, go!
I don't believe they're doing it at the Kings game.
No.
So-called friends of the couple are telling sources that they're having the steamiest sex in Hollywood, these two. How do they spend their time? Well, they often will lay back and enjoy reading erotic literature to one another.
All right.
And they also develop a new thing, in quotes, every so often just to keep things interesting.
Yeah. He's got AIDS.
What is wrong with you, Sterling?
Come on, Sterling.
For God's sake, sell the team and move on.
How hard do you have to try to keep things sexy when it's Amber Heard?
Yeah, they haven't been together
easy.
That long.
I would have to invent something new maybe 20, 25 years into the relationship and say, right. You know what, let's try another position.
And only once.
Because now I'm just starting to get used to having sex with you.
And she's like 20 years younger than him, too, right?
Yeah. I just have an IV drip of Cialis. That's all I would need. And just go for the gold.
Yeah. I just don't think he is a good example.
He's not
for
a good example.
The children of Los Angeles.
Of the children of Los Angeles. Why are you doing this to me? I'm not racist.
Droopy Sterling.
But what does he do for the black people? He doesn't do anything.
He doesn't do anything for the black people, not like me. I started all those theaters and all those restaurant chains for the black people.
That was Magic Johnson.
What?
Yeah, that was Magic Johnson.
He has AIDS. What has he done?
I think Steve Ballmer will be fine, I'm guessing. I don't know. He'll be fine as an owner for the Clippers. But I was kind of hoping that the group with Oprah in it would buy it, just because I think it would annoy Donald Sterling that an African-American was part owner of his team.
But that's not true. I'm not racist at all. I love Oprah.
Okay.
I belong to her Book of the Month Club. The Color Purple is one of my favorite films.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ted McGinley.
Ed's his brother.
Ed is a good actor, too. 56 years old. But a lot of people coming down to me saying, hey, BS, man.
Debbie Gidley's not the show killer. What about Married with Children? He was on that for years.
Right.
Say, yeah, where is it now?
Well, it can't go on forever.
Dead.
It lasted like 12 years or something, though.
Dead, that show. Tom Morello, legendary guitarist, 50 years old today. Idina Menzel. See, Travolta? See how easy it is to say?
Damn it.
43 years old today. A lot of people upset. I've skipped Manny Ramirez's birthday the past couple of
days. Yeah, I don't know how you've done that.
Baseball player and now coach for the Cubs AAA team in Iowa. Oh. Manny Ramirez. They must love him in Iowa.
Imagine him being
his career is going in the right direction.
Imagine him being your coach.
He is 42 years old.
That would be awesome.
He has a horn. And CeeLo Green turns 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Whistling is not a skill that I am talented at.
Same.
Really? None of us are good at this? And why the F are we doing Whistle the Hits?
I don't know. I told you yesterday. It's a bad idea.
So what has to happen is we're going to whistle a song, and you have to tell us the artist and the title.
It's going to be a song that's going to be played by one of the acts that's going to be at the sold-out K-Rock Winnie Rose 2014 tomorrow at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. If you can identify it by title and artist, you go into the drawing. Someone wins tickets in the pit and backstage passes. Hit it, Steve.
Kevin and Bean, whistling the hits. Can you figure out what the hell it is?
Trust me, you won't.
Kevin and Bean, whistling the hits. Can you figure out what the hell it is?
If you think this was awful, wait till you hear him whistle.
How dare you, Omar. So 1-800-520-1067. If you want to play the game, obviously you are running out of time. We got them for you every hour, all day long today on K-Rock. And then tomorrow up until, oh no, today's the last day. So
yes.
up until 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock today, that's it. We're out after this. So
a lot of time's given there.
Very few pairs of tickets left is what I'm saying. So let's make this count.
All right. Let's start with Jennifer. Hello.
Hello, Jennifer, good morning.
Jennifer calling from Pasadena. I'm going to spin the wheel. It's going to land on one of us, and then we have to whistle the song, and then you have to tell us the band and the title of the song. Okay?
Got it.
Here we go.
I know it sounds terrible, but good luck.
And your whistler is Bean.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so sorry, boy. Jennifer.
Bean will be whistling the song. You give us the band and or artist and title.
All right. Let's see if I can remember how this one goes.
Show off you are.
I know. I can't whistle. Listen to that.
I can't whistle either.
Well, that one actually is whistling from
but
the song.
But you whistled.
Sound familiar at all, Jennifer?
Yes. It's Fits in the Tantrum. I can't think of what the
name
is. Oh, you've got to come up with it. Come on. You can do it.
You're right about the band.
I'm
so sorry. It's called The Walker.
Sorry.
That's the best I'm going to do, too. I'm sorry, Jennifer. Thank you for playing anyway.
Let's go to Letitia. Hi there.
Hi. Good morning. Good
man,
morning.
Man, are you persistent?
How many times have you been on the air trying to win these tickets?
I don't know. I feel somewhat like a stalker, but I'm cool with that.
All right. Good luck.
The stalker is always cool with it, by the way. All right.
Let's spin the wheel, see who gets the whistle for you.
Oh, Lisa May will be whistling for you.
Awesome.
Not awesome.
No.
You've not heard her whistle.
I'm so sorry.
This is going to be so funny when Letitia doesn't get it again because Lisa can't whistle.
All right.
You got to do it out loud,
Lisa. Were you whistling?
Out loud, please.
I'll turn your mic way up.
Give her something. Give her something. Anybody can whistle.
Wait.
Just put your lips together and blow. Come on, you know.
Wow. Just literally no noise.
Wait. Okay. I can't stop laughing.
She literally can't. What do we do?
This is just, it's unfair is what it is. Oh, there we go.
Wow. She's sucking in, by the way, just for the record.
Of course you can't. I'm not doing anything.
She's trying,
I told you guys I can't whistle.
All right. It's apparently some sort of a bird in a cage, Letitia, but you're going to have to take a guess anyway. It's one of the artists and one of the songs that's going to be at the Weenie Roast.
Let's see. I'm going to, I think it was this one. Is it Bastille?
No, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
it was Avicii, Wake Me Up.
Really?
Yeah, that didn't, I didn't get that. I knew that was the answer, and I didn't get it.
Poor Letitia.
I'm going to put her on hold, though, because...
Yes, please. That's not her fault.
If nobody gets it, then everyone's in the drawing,
okay,
right?
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do... Michelle, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Kevin and Bean Whistle the Hits. Here we go. And this is Kevin. I will be your whistle.
Oh, yeah. This is what we've been waiting for. Kevin blow hums the hits. I love it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. All right.
I mean, that was it.
Come
that
on.
Was in the ballpark.
Come on. That's the first time I've ever been in the ballpark.
That was, he had the melody. What do you think there?
I don't know.
Well, I guess something on the weenie roast, at least.
Okay.
Well, if you can't come up with even a single band or song, I'm sorry. That time it was Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
I feel like I nailed it. I'm relatively sure that I nailed it.
I don't feel like you're going to replace anyone in the band, Kevin, but I think that was
for me,
respectable, I think. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Grant. Hi, Grant.
Hey, guys. Hey.
I'm gonna spin the wheel.
Grant, haven't we also spoken with you more than once this week?
I believe it's been three times now.
Three times?
How do you keep getting through?
You guys told us to call right when you started talking weenie roast. That was time to dial.
Okay.
All right. Smart guy.
Good luck. Let's see who's whistling for you. Anyone but Lisa is what you should be thinking right now.
Lisa May.
Smart guy, bad wheel.
Lisa May.
Aw, Grant.
Poor Grant. It's
sorry, Grant.
So damn
much
it.
Time.
I told
so
him
sorry,
I can't
Grant.
Do this.
Pizza got us. What's going on?
All right.
So why don't you kill me? I'm a loser, baby.
And who's that by?
Beck.
Yes!
How about that?
Lisa, you're vindicated.
It was a little better.
How about that?
All right, we got time for just one more contestant, I'm sorry to say.
All right, and it's going to be Christy in South Pasadena, and Bean will be your whistler.
Oh, no. Oh, Christy. All right.
Banded song.
What do you say?
Yep. Can't sing it. Band and song name.
And that is a song by, and the title is called?
Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were looking for American Author's Best Day of My Life. This is going to be the best day of my life. All right. Who's in the drawing, you guys?
Well, that would be Grant.
Grant's the only one who got one right?
All right. Let's do the drawing. Beer mug. Who is it?
Grant!
Grant!
Oh, Grant. Finally, it pays off.
Third time's a charm.
Good job.
Nice work. In the pit and backstage. Thanks for playing the game.
Kevin and Bean, whistling the hits.
Thanks a lot for playing. That was bad, right?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Bringing this program to a close, Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, let's talk about hate.
Okay.
I love hate.
Go hate.
Who's the most disliked living man in America?
Well, it's got to be Muggs.
How dare you?
It has to be Muggs.
No, but see, a lot of people don't know that they should hate Muggs.
Oh, right. Yeah.
There is a poll done by eScore, a leading consumer research service. It provides information to media and entertainment companies. Their job is to take a look at personalities, celebrities, people in the news, and let media and entertainment people know who's liked and who's disliked. And this is their list of the top 10 most disliked men in America. They had asked the people who were participating in the poll to choose from a list of 46 attributes that could describe each person, including things like creepy,
mean,
bean. Oh. Bean.
Cold,
bean.
And insincere.
What?
I'm not nothing. Oh. And then they tabulated the results, and here's what we came up with.
Ryan Seacrest!
No, Seacrest not on the list. He's your top 10 most disliked men in America. Number 10 was John Gosselin of John and Kate Plus Hate.
Yeah. I think there's equal hate for both of them, right?
You got a 71% disapproval rating from the Americans participating in this survey. Elliot Spitzer, former governor and attorney general of New York State, 73%. Michael Lohan, 76%.
Oh, sure, sure.
Aaron Hernandez, the former New England Patriot who has a tendency to kill people.
Well, if you're uptight, then that turns you on a guy.
81%. Disapproval rating.
There are 19% of people who have a favorable impression of Aaron Hernandez.
I like him.
Patriots fans, I guess.
Good hands. Phil Spector.
Sure.
Sixth on the list.
His hair alone should be on the list.
He did kill that lady, too.
There was that.
Justin Bieber is fifth.
There's no justice if he's not higher, by the way.
Justin Bieber is hated by Americans more than a couple of murderers. That's all you need to know. Conrad Murray.
Sure.
O.J. Simpson, third on the list. Bernie Madoff, the scam artist, has a 90% disapproval rating.
Bill Bixby.
And Bill Bixby was number one. People really hate the Incredible Hulk.
This is Ed Asner.
Ed Asner, also disliked. Also.
Do I have to tell you it's Olivia Newton-John?
Yes, you do have to tell me.
Gary Busey.
No, Gary's not on the list.
Bob Dylan.
Nope, Dylan did not make the
list. Ladies and gentlemen, Barry Manilow.
Actually, Barry Manilow is number
that
one.
That is number one.
He is most disliked.
All right.
No, actually, the number one most disliked in America right now, Donald Sterling.
Yay!
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's just a... I mean, that's just a reflection on when they did the survey.
The Clippers organization said we're finally number one at something. So,
have they?
I don't know about that, Bean, because Bernie Madoff hasn't exactly been in the headlines, and he's second.
Oh, that's true. That's true. You're right. Or OJ, for that matter.
Or John Gosselin.
Do they have a similar list for women, by the way?
It does not say here whether that's available.
Well, it's Joan Rivers. I mean, let's just cut right
How
to the
dare you,
number
sir.
Kim Kardashian would be on that list, I bet.
I'm guessing she would.
For women?
Yeah. So Donald, not doing well with the American public. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that is a surprise.
Well, he'll roll around in his $2 billion and get over it, I guess.
Here's someone to make my list if they did women. Exene Cervenka, lead singer for the band X. She's off her nut. It's a shame for the rest of the guys in the band, too, because they are currently doing this special concert events where they perform their albums. They're doing one here at the Roxy in West Hollywood. But Exene Cervenka has certainly changed the mood of fans who are looking forward to them playing again. The Los Angeles Times did a story where they say Exene is convinced that the shootings in Santa Barbara up there at UCSB were all a hoax so the government could seize control of Americans' guns.
You don't know, man, because you weren't there.
So you're saying not just the people were shot and died. No one was shot. No one.
No,
died.
That was all
put
on.
Thing.
The whole thing was put on by actors, by the government to make the media
amazing.
Believe that's the case, so that the government can come and take our guns. She said the same thing about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, too.
Wow.
By the way, which makes me physically ill. And she's gone all over Facebook and Twitter posting her proof that all of this is a vast conspiracy from the government to steal our guns.
What about all the grieving parents and relatives
Actors,
and friends? And,
hello.
And
hoax.
The funerals
what don't you
and
understand?
All that.
Hoax, Bean. Don't be such a fool. Her weirdness about weapons goes all the way back to February, by the way. She told Rolling Stone magazine, "It makes me happy when I see people in Texas carrying guns openly. It makes me feel safe. I'm not even a gun owner, but I'd like to see a gun rack in every pickup truck like my boyfriend had when I was 15 years old in Florida." Oh, now we've gotten to the source of the problem.
Okay.
She was raised in Florida.
No wonder.
Now we know that way she's a total nutloaf. An armed society is a polite society, she says. Well, that's true. What's more polite than a bullet? Exene Cervenka, you batty old whore.
She's a bitch.
Jesus. Come on now. What's up with people? What is up with people?
The rest of Ben's like, why don't you shut the F up?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure John Doe is like, here, come here. I want to talk to you for a second. Whap! Just gives her the back of his hand right on her nose. Bad girl. Bad. Kendall Jenner may be popular. She, of course, the younger sister of the Kardashians. But do you think 8 million Twitter followers are really following her every word? Do you think they're dying to know, her 8 million Twitter followers are dying to know what she's up to?
I doubt it. I imagine they're just there for the pictures, right?
Yeah.
She's hot.
Or maybe it's all BS.
Oh, really?
In Touch magazine ran the names of her followers on Twitter and discovered that out of 8 million, 4.6 million were fake.
Oh.
How do you even do that?
You buy them.
Kevin,
you buy
people,
followers that don't
reality
exist.
Stars are paying for followers, which often are now inactive accounts that these companies just start and make so they can sell to people, and then the account just lies dormant. It's inactive. Nobody pays any attention to it because it's been manufactured. So you pay for your followers.
What's the phone number for that?
4.6 million were fake or inactive accounts.
Wasn't there a Bieber scandal last year where it turned out that millions of his followers were the same thing?
I think there was, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point of that, by the way?
So you can say, I have 8 million followers. And, by the way, you can cash in because people will
pay
you to endorse products on your Twitter feed. And you can make money that way. And you're paid by the volume of
people
the followers,
eyes I guess,
that yeah. apparently that they think they believe you can reach with those commercials.
That does
tweets.
Make sense.
Hmm. So,
did you see those pictures that, is it Kendall? Is she the 18-year-old?
Yes.
Of her apartment that she just bought in Los Angeles, her like $1.5 million apartment.
Yeah, $1.4 million Southern California condo she's now
unbelievably.
Four. Or 18.
18. 18.
How old is she?
I believe she's 18.
I think she is too. And while we're talking about reality TV stars, Juan Pablo's back in the news. I'm stunned because he famously said that he hated the Bachelor experience, hated to be on television, was not for him. He and his girlfriend, Nikki, is the girl he ended up with at that season of The Bachelor. Apparently, they're still together, but they're having some problems.
He's not okay.
What a surprise.
So now they are, they're doing the right thing. They're getting some help. On VH1's Couples Therapy.
All right. Just roll from one into the next.
Well, you got to find love on television, and then you got to fix love on television. You can't do anything if it's not televised, it turns out. Here are the other couples that will be on this upcoming season of Couples Therapy. Here's some other famous couples. Jenna Jameson and John Wood.
What happened to Tito?
I think they're long over.
Oh, all right.
Big Brother's Evil Dick Donato. The guy's on Big Brother and his name is Evil Dick Donato. He sounds like a wrestler from 1983.
Yes, he does.
Evil Dick Donato. What's your nickname in college? Was it Kevin Evil Dick?
How dare you?
You were thicky, weren't you, Kevin?
Yes, that's correct.
Naughty by Nature's Anthony Treach Chris.
All right.
And his wife, Cicely Evans. And Jersey Girls Dina Cortez and her boyfriend Chris Buckner. Consider yourself warned, people.
Hope it works out for all of them.
Doesn't sound fun at all.
Oh, man. We live in a dark age.
I'm out.
It's Pompeii.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Actor Ted McGinley is 56 years old. Guitarist Tom Morello turns 50. Broadway star, and now movie star thanks to Frozen, Idina Menzel is 43 years old today. Rapper CeeLo Green is 40, and baseball player slash coach Manny Ramirez is 42 years old. He is currently coaching the Cubs AAA team in Iowa. Apparently, that's what he's doing for a job.
Somebody tweeted us from Iowa and said, we love Manny here.
How can you not love Manny? First of all, he has a horn.
He does.
Yeah.
What more do you need than that? I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow is, of course, the K-Rock Weenie Roast. We're going to start broadcasting live at noon on K-Rock. You can watch the uncut feed at krock.com.
Don't bug on that joint.
Something else you'd like to add?
I don't feel like I did that justice. Should I start over?
No. Yeah.
Sure.
No.
It's uncut, and you can watch the whole thing.
We're never getting out of here.
And then
you can start over every time you make a mistake.
At krock.com, you can watch the show.
Right.
They stream it, and then there's no commercials, and you can see the bands.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
What the hell?
Pass it over to me.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I want to have sex with her.
Pass it over to me.
You don't think I feel bad?
Roll another one.
I don't really want to talk about her.
Just like the other one.
These dollar bills aren't going to stick themselves in a thong.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Hoochie coochie.
And I need another hit.
Kevin Ryder, you moron. Next time you're invited to a Halloween party, go as David Hasselhoff, you alcoholic. Don't forget your In-N-Out cheeseburgers, bitch.
All right.
Roll another one.
Wait, we're on the radio?
Just like the other one.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This one seems to be about.
All menstruating women go home immediately.
This message is for Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Just pass it around.
All right. There it is.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Smoke weed every day.
But just pass it on down.
Lisa's right. We're nothing but a big bunch of losers. Show's over, folks. Go home.
Hail Satan. It is done.
Hail Satan. It is done.
Well, thanks for coming, everyone.
Now get out. The bar is closed.
And that's my cue to leave. Good luck with that.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry. We did not receive a rose. Take a moment. Say your goodbyes.
This is the CBS Radio Network.